Welcome new listeners to the Todd Glass Show. Before we get going, here's some stuff you should know. To tell if it's a bit or the truth from Todd, if he says potato salad or swear to God, those expressions are comedic, little darling. If Todd means the truth, he always says to George Carlin. And on the topic of bits, let's erase any doubt. Todd's almost always joking when he says, edit it out. The intro goes long, cause Todd's so big-hearted. Other podcasts end before his gets started.
The intros are recorded on a phone, but don't worry. The audio of the show is at a higher quality.
You know the Podcasters Association voted the Todd Glass Show a number one. So welcome to the show.
Well, well, well. How you doing? Oh, well, take a deep breath. Stop it already. Oh, do it. Take a deep breath. Let it the fuck out. Does feel good if you let yourself do it. Do it! Well, Eliza Skinner was gosh dang great. God damn it, she's funny. Now she's on the road with Louis C.K. doing a few dates, and I'm sure they're going well. I know that's where she was off to right after she did the podcast, off to Canada, do some dates with Mr. Louis C.K. But we had her before she left. God dang. You notice I don't curse anymore? Of course. All right, well, listen. Enjoy the show. And it was so much fun. Wow. All right, bye. I love you.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Todd. Todd Glass Show with producer Aristotle.
Somebody's cat.
Eric Olson.
To George Carlin, somebody's cat sings along with the show.
Sure, it's a big opening. Now this time.
I can't get enough of this podcast.
It's the Todd Glass Show.
I don't hear anybody.
Baby, don't you know the producer sits behind glass?
Duncan.
It's the Todd Glass Show.
I don't hear anybody. Care is here and waiting on a jingle.
As is everyone except Nick. It's the Todd Glass Show. We play a million jingles for our boss, Chris Hardwick. It's the Todd Glass Show.
Show. Liza Skinner's here, everybody. Did I say Craig, Greg, Eliza? I'm scared shitless half my life.
What do you mean?
With names. Like, if it sounds like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Wait. Oh, yeah, yeah. And then I get nervous. I tried to do a whole podcast without saying the guest name.
Oh, yeah. Every time I talk to anybody, I do the same thing, Tad.
Because it. Oh, you play her in with that one. That's right. After she, say that again. We'll edit it. No one will ever know. I go a whole show, and I try not to say anyone's name because I forget people's names.
Oh, God, I do the same thing all the time, Tad.
That's right. It's a show. It's a real show.
Eliza Skinner's here. Eliza Skinner's here.
Yes.
Eliza Skinner's here. Eliza Skinner's here.
Ba, 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 ba. And a one and a two and a one, two, three.
That doesn't even make any sense.
So what I'd like to do, first of all, I'm in such a slow, I'm not hurrying.
No.
I want to say that, how was Thanksgiving? Did you go to your family's for Thanksgiving?
I didn't. I went to two different friends.
Let me push your mic in a little.
I went to two different Friendsgivings.
Where in LA?
In LA, yeah. Yeah, I did a meal course and then a dessert course.
Wow, I
so
like
meal
that.
In one place.
How
left,
was the meal?
Went to the dessert. It was great. I made my mom's Jell-O salad and no one liked it. But it was, I mean, I didn't expect them to. It's a novel food. It's like, yeah, I'm making a Jell-O salad, but it's my family's tradition.
Right. So, you know what? I'm obsessed with fixing things. So how could you fix a Jell-O salad? Because you're right. It almost is artwork at this point on the table. Like mid-century furniture came back, you know, and that's right in the, you know, if you were setting a table for a mid-century Christmas or Thanksgiving in 1962. Yeah, it would have one of those on there.
Yeah, it's right next to the disgruntled housewife.
Right. Yeah. Play your song again. What's the matter? Sure, we do it every time someone deserves it. Look at Eric. Eric, here's you.
Eliza Skinner's here. Eliza Skinner's here.
Wow. Back then, yeah, you're right. And people weren't happy. You see the coffee commercials?
Yeah, no. Everybody was wistfully staring out of windows, wishing they had other lives.
Wow, that's so true.
Yeah.
Can I tell you what I always think of? And I think, I don't want to get too serious, but the only way you do that without being disrespectful to that era is to make sure you're not, try at least, to make sure we're not living, like when I look at those, it makes sense in a second. When I see those old cigarette commercials or the old coffee commercials, I mean, you know, at the time, I'm sure it was like, well, the women make coffee. Is that, I don't understand. Can't you say anything anymore? I mean, the coffee commercials, really? Yeah. Is that? Okay, and we see it now. We're like, wow, it's almost like it hurts to watch them. It's so like, did they debate this? They just didn't know.
They just didn't know.
So what are we doing like that? Even smart people that someone from afar is going, doesn't he look how ridiculous he looks? He's talking about that, but he's doing fill in the blank.
Yeah, well, it's coming faster and faster now, I think. It's also like, I mean, you talk about this all the time, like all the even concept of Make America Great Again. Like, that is, there. It was never that. It was always only in sitcoms. Like, there was no time when we were like, oh, yeah, everything is, everyone's feeling great.
Yeah, you know how I know? If it was, everybody would want to go back to it.
Yeah.
I think people think sometimes progressive to be a bully. They really do. They're like, oh, shut up. You want to hear proof of it? That's, you know what? I will talk about this real quick.
Sorry to push it political so fast.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Sometimes I like doing a whole show with just, like Eric and I will just do a serious show. We have issue-oriented show. Sometimes I want to talk about it for 6, 7, 10 minutes and then go on and have a silly show, and I do. So this has to do with what a comedian said about another comedian, and I'm not going to mention either. But you don't need to. And we were talking about someone's act.
Oh, God, it's about me, isn't it?
We were talking about, you know what, I'm going to turn the volume up just in case. See, that's the thing. I get it. We're talking about some show. It was a show. And you know what, I'll tell you who said it. Jimmy Pardo, because he said it very well. I don't have to tell you the show he said it about.
Okay.
He goes, you know, I was watching it.
But he said it quickly, right? Sorry.
He said, I will go full circle, I promise. We talked about sexism in those coffee commercials. So I said we should stop using the word sexism because people don't know what it means. And I don't mean that in a disrespectful way. Sometimes I forget, like when someone goes, that's racist, I go, well, racist encompasses 10 things, which is the one they're talking about. And I'm, you know, I just want to learn it. I'm not even feuding it. So when you say sexism, I think it, people, it's okay. They're ears shut. I'm not even making fun of them. It's not. We could either make fun of them and go, or go, whoa, whoa, say it more cleanly. And along come Jimmy Parter to say it so brilliantly to almost somebody on the other side could understand it even if they disagree. They wouldn't just go, oh, you're throwing in the race card. And here's what he said. Yeah, we watched the show. They have a very old-fashioned stance on the relationship that men and women have.
Mm-hmm.
And then you understand it. You could watch it and go, oh, yeah, they have a very – they seem to be like men do this and this is the thing that – like, yeah, that does exist, but you're still seeming to think it's the norm.
Yeah.
And he said that you have a very old-fashioned way of looking at a relationship.
And
that's without – he could have said sexist because it probably does fall under that category. But the clean verbiage was – I like that instead.
Yeah, well, I think that for me, so much of all of this is about trying to change people's minds. And if you're like, no, that's sexist, that's bad, it, as you said, it like shuts people down, right. Doesn't change their minds. And if you offer something like that, like I can, in my own mind and sitting at home staring at my wall, think that was sexist what they said, but it won't change their mind. And saying like that's sort of an old fashioned thing might make someone think, is there an updated version of this?
Right.
Is there a less hack version of this? Because right. Old-fashioned also, P.S., that's hack. Someone else has done that.
Yeah, you don't even want old-fashioned anything.
Yeah. You want newfangled.
But again, I think the mixture is good. I think there's times to still yell because I think it brings other people calm. Like when you see something going wrong and you're like, and I just see like somebody just really at wit's end on television talking about it, maybe a little unloose and a little to raise their voice. I think sometimes that's necessary too because it lets you know at home, yeah, that is that egregious what I'm watching, whatever it is. We don't even have to bring up a whatever
yeah.
it is.
You know? I think in fighting for any kind of social change, what you need is a superhero team, you know? You need somebody who can control the weather, somebody who's big and strong and like
right.
smashes things, somebody who just like
well
flies
said,
around
right?
Calmly, and they all work together for the same
right.
thing.
Right. Look at you.
No one right way to do it.
You're right.
Thank you.
What do we got? That's my fault. John, don't ever – I feel so bad because John likes to get it right. And most of the time until we change the studio around, and that's going to happen, I'm going to put the volume back over there. Aristotle's going to be the happiest he's ever been. I'm not going to have any volume.
Are you
going to
have like a platform for him that he can rise up and down?
Yeah, maybe.
Because I feel like that's his dream.
Maybe
so
I'd
if he's
going to
be the happiest he's ever been.
I'll give up the volume for a platform that, like John Stewart had on his debate with Bill O'Reilly. He
got higher enough.
Yeah. So anyway, so that was all. Again, I love that. Just say what it is, you know, say what it is. And then what else? That else we'll talk about.
Cigarettes out the window. Thanksgiving. That's what you had asked me about.
I'm glad. Oh, yeah, Thanksgiving. So you didn't go home for Thanksgiving.
I didn't, no.
But you said you're going to be home like
for
next...
For Christmas, yeah.
Really? And does that scare you?
Yes.
Does it scare them?
Oh, wow. Interesting question. Probably. I mean, I think they're really looking forward to it, but definitely on some level, they're like, oh, God, what's she going to say? Just like I'm like, what are they going to say?
Yeah, I
and
thought about
family.
It from the other side, finally. Wait, yeah, right. I thought about it from the other side. You know, but they, you know, I always go, and I preface it on the podcasting. I always may pretend they could listen to any show. They rarely do listen to the podcast, my family. My sister-in-law does once in a while. Don't say you do that. Tyler listens. her son, my nephew.
So they.
I go, Merle, I told you can't listen to the show and tell me advice. Because you don't want to hear any advice. I go, yeah, from my friends that I respect in common. I go, that's not rude. I go, would you take advice about, she owns a hair cutting place.
Mm-hmm.
And she wouldn't come to me for advice on, you know, I'm not offended, so I'm not coming to you. She understood. She's not stupid. She's very smart. So anyway, that's whether she listens or whether she doesn't listen. Oh, you dumb fuck. You know, you heard the show was talking about you, and I know Tyler told you, then you end up listening, and you'll lift that.
She's
you'll
fast-forwarding. She's just looking
the
for the part.
She's found
yeah.
it. She's here. Guarantee you she's here. It's like Steve Feinarts. He has a boop, 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 boop if someone's talking about him on a podcast. Me too. So anyway.
That's what we need, an app that detects your name being mentioned on a
podcast
and isolates exactly the time code so you
know
can
what?
Just like, what'd they say about me? Oh, man, that would be perfect. I would never have to hear anything anybody else says except when they talk about me.
And you have that on a loop.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Thanksgiving. I thought about going home. I thought, yeah, they're probably – because I tell my mom – this time I told my mom, I go, I'm just going to – I started smoking pot sometimes when I talk to my
no.
mom.
No. Yeah, oh, okay.
Just when I talk to my mom.
I thought you meant just in general.
No, that I do regularly
what?
For a long time. I started smoking pot. So,
officer, he came out of nowhere.
Play crackly sound. That's what that makes me think of. I'm going out of order.
Oh, officer, help me. Help me. This man, he came out of nowhere with a marijuana cigarette. He asked me what the time was, and I knew he meant drugs. He meant drugs, officer. Help me. Oh, I can feel him taking over my spirit. I support Satan now. What am I saying?
It's like an old soap opera from like 19. Just whatever. Be a kid. Oh, I. By the way, sometimes when people like you and James Adomian or Andy Kindler get around me, I get excited and I treat it like it's a toy. I just
know.
Throw things at them.
No, it's fun.
So you can always go bail out. You don't have to do it. But do this a laundry detergent commercial from this era.
Okay. When it's raining very hard and I'm doing laundry for my family, I turn to Fluffies because nothing fluffs your laundry like Fluffies. It's made from children far away, but not our children.
Oh, God.
Is that good?
All right, fade that out. I'm good. I'm very in order. My new show is so organized. I guess people are jealous. Because I used to be all over
There's
the place.
There's a lot of talk about it, yeah.
Now I lose my spot, but I get it back, and I'm good. So what I want, so you're going home. Yeah, I thought my parents were probably scared because, you know, I told my mom I'm going to embrace the chaos. Mm-hmm. And I started smoking pot. It's helped me. I've said this a million times. My mom is very interesting. I just get caught up in the dynamic of her husband and her and trying to make that work.
Does she know that you smoke pot when you talk to her?
No. But okay. But in the last year,
does she have opinions about pot in general?
No, she's fine with it. Okay. She'll even smoke it with her friends once in a while. Yeah, but not that often. Matter of fact, she tried it in the last 6 months. She started trying it a little bit, but when I was home for Thanksgiving, she goes, "Yeah, it wasn't really doing anything for me." Huh. So she tried it, but I was hoping it was great for her. I really thought, "Oh, turn into a pothead."
Yeah, my mom wants some. And I'm like, I don't care. I can't do that. I don't know what to. No, come on.
Well, to tell you the truth, if I thought my mom had an addictive personality, then no, I would not wish any narcotics on someone that couldn't. But no, if she, at worst, she would do it like, you know, once a week. It would just be a thing with her and her. I thought it was.
Yeah.
I thought it'd be great if her and her husband smoked pot. They go, you know what, Todd? It ends up we have like. So I smoke it. It doesn't make my mom's already interesting, but it makes. So I'm not saying it like, oh, it the pot numbs down who she is. No, my mom's is a very interesting person, but it makes me not. Wear a different hat.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was on, when I was
so you
smoking,
can, like, observe while
listen,
you're
not feel I have to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Laugh at her jokes. Like I don't. I think because it's my mom, I don't laugh at stuff she says. It's my mom. But I remember growing up, all my friends are like, "Your mom's so funny." I'm like, "Yeah, well, maybe she is."
It would make a lot of sense if she was.
Right. So I really have enjoyed those conversations, and in that one, it was good. I said, "You know what, Mom." Whenever I go to, like, Andrea's, a friend of my house, and her parents' house up in Ventura, their house is so chaotic. Mom, it's nothing compared to your house is nothing. I go, it's so chaotic. And I embrace it. I go, maybe at your house it's good. I'm just going to treat it like that and love it. Mm-hmm. That's a nice thing. So I really tried. But still going home,
it's like, a whole thing.
Todd's coming in. Like, she goes, she tells me all the things she does. Like, she goes, because I'm clean, she misunderstands cleaning with dusting. I don't fucking dust. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't mean to be, I'm not bragging that I don't, but I don't, you know, I just don't. I clean means I don't want, like, and I explained this to her when I was high. I said, Mom, you want to know what really makes me, like, be able to relax? And I go, it's sort of embarrassing. Like, this is how I told her. I said, it's embarrassing. It's when I try to ignore stuff, but it's like the crate if it's out back on the patio. Mm-hmm. Put it downstairs in the bed. It's always like, oh, we were going to, but Steve hasn't gotten it down there yet. Or there's like a snow plow outside in front of the house. I want to get it in the garage. Like things like that. I just want order.
Clutter,
right.
Yeah.
So I can't. It's hard for me. Like I go upstairs in the morning and she goes, well, aren't you going to have coffee with me and Steve? And I want to. I go, remember last time I think to myself and I didn't say it. I sat down and I made myself. But the last time I was home, they asked me if I wanted to sit down and have coffee and play with the two parrots. And they have, you know, the toilet paper that they chew? Like, they give them the toilet paper rings.
I don't. Oh, okay.
Oh, you know the toilet? They give them that. They chew them. They throw pieces all over. Mm. So they were both in a really good mood. And I said, you know how it would take me to enjoy
the people
coffee?
People or the birds?
The people.
Okay.
I knew they were in a good mood. I said, you know how it would take me to enjoy this? And I started more talking about my own neuroses. And Steve, our husband, and me, we all got it that way. We cleaned the bird cages. We pushed them back in the corner. They usually do it when they're done. I go, I took the toilet paper things off the table. They don't need things they can chew and throw pieces all over. And then I gave them toys that were chew-upable. Yeah, but they still gave them toys. Put them out. At the end of the thing, I put a wastebasket and a roll of paper towels. That way, if they poop, at least I could even deal with that. But it was so organized. 3 cups of coffee. I loved it. They were funny, the birds. Like, they were really funny. Birds can be, I mean, you know. No, I mean, they can really have personalities and stuff. But guess what? I come home this time. I'm like, don't they remember fucking last time?
No.
What makes you think I can sit? You come on up and sit. One of the dogs, they have no concept of anything. They walk across the dining room table. They just walk everywhere. They're not trained at all.
Well, I think it's good that you could say that and like recognize that and be like, this is going to fix it for me. And it's also great that they didn't like put judgment on it. That they weren't like, oh, he's judging us. They were just like, all right, yep, this is what we got to do.
Because I said it in the right
way. You guys both were like, this is what will make the situation better. And that'll be better for all of us.
You know, you're right. When I had the conversation from an honest place from my mom, I told her, she goes, I know. Like, she got it. And when I came home, there was no crate out on the patio. So there were some things I wanted to fix. But overwhelmingly, it really looked good. And I appreciated it. But it's still a lot of work to be there. Because I'm a calm person. I can't have any chaos in my life.
Yeah. So, yeah. My parent. You? No. Chaos? No. My parents aren't very chaotic with like stuff, maybe emotionally, but my dad broke his foot on election night, running down the stairs to see the results of the election. So at the same time he found out that Trump won, he broke his foot. It was a real bummer for him on two levels. But so he's stuck in bed healing his foot. And I feel this responsibility even from here to call him and like suggest movies and hey, entertain him. So I feel like I'm gonna go home and pretty much put on puppet shows every day and be like, look, don't worry about your foot, everything's okay, a deedle doo, a doo doo doo, and like treat him like a child. Yeah.
I'm not kidding. Okay, for the people at home, I bought a puppet to George Carr and I just put it on my hand. Now here's what I'm thinking about doing on the road. Hi, Liza. Come on, don't be rude. I'm good. Look at my mouth. Don't worry about the puppet.
Okay, all right.
Okay, okay. Come on. So I want to. I'm really trying hard. Come on.
Yeah. It's great. I just wasn't expecting that tone of voice from him.
Okay, let me put it down. I don't want to make a mockery of puppet acting. So no, I'm trying to do it right. I'm trying to do a good job. I could pull it up and go, hey, how are you? And my mouth moves a lot. I'm trying.
Yeah,
I'm not going to be great, but I'm trying. I want to see how good I could do.
Right, yeah. I see a lot of respect and honor for the
tradition.
What are
you? What? I heard you. Ooh.
Oh, so his mouth doesn't move when he talks either.
Shut the fuck up. I forgot to move his mouth. And you make it like it's, oh, he doesn't move his mouth.
That's a new twist on the old act.
We both don't move our mouth. Oh, my God, that's great. Some acts, one person moves their mouth. With us, neither of us moves our mouth because we're better than those other ones. I like to see you naked. Hey, that's
whoa,
sexist.
Whoa.
No, oh, I'm so bad. All right. let me tell you something.
He looks like a floor tile salesman too. Who's that outfit?
To George Carlin, I'm going to tell you something. That means the truth.
I know.
Here's when I love having it. I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
People that have puppets, they take them out of the suitcase when they're home. Guarantee it. I'll tell you why. I'm a sane person. Already, I feel bad shoving them somewhere. I just did it. I just shoved them down. Do you see the way I shoved them down in the trash can? You know what? That's full of shit. That's me trying to show everybody, like, yeah, it's not
I'm
like
cool.
I don't care about it.
I don't think he's real.
But I'd rather sit him up right now. Why should, even if he's fake, why should he have his head facing the ground? Just on pure principle.
Wait, well, that's just a slippery slope. It's a slippery slope.
You know what? It's fine. It's still
because you do that, and then suddenly you're watching TV with him, and you're having a whole conversation.
Why is that bad?
I don't know. It just feels like something I would fall into way too easily. Be like, I do have a boyfriend.
Yeah. That's from her perspective.
Yeah,
I'm still in denial. No, I'm kidding. I see men. I don't want someone listening to the show to think I'm going backwards with my progression that I have. I'm so progressive.
I wish I was seeing, man.
Wow.
Hi, Chihuahua. That's my new persona.
Hi, Chihuahua.
Hi, Chihuahua. Where are the men at? Rachel, make me a drink. I've got a neighbor named Rachel in this persona.
Eliza Skinner is back.
It's the Todd Glass Show.
Here
in the barn with Todd Glass.
In the barn with Todd Glass.
Eliza Skinner is back. Here in the barn with Todd Glass.
It's Eliza Skinner, everybody, all through the night till the wee hours of the morning.
Wait, what? How long?
Hello.
Here in the barn with Todd Glass.
I always fed the music back into the room. I go boop. Ba ba da ba ba boop ba boop ba 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 ba
ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba
ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba
ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba
ba ba ba ba
Yeah.
I don't know. That's the point. But.
I mean, the hype, it can't possibly live up.
Well, I feel, you know what it is? I should see it because I guess first I didn't care. I'm like, I don't ever care about things like that. I should. But then I thought maybe if I was in New York, I should.
It's hard for me to get into something that rich people love so
much. Oh, they love it? I don't want to see it then. Well, I'm more with the common man.
Yeah.
That's why we're black.
That's why I don't do cocaine.
Have you ever done cocaine?
No.
Me neither.
It's a rich people thing.
Well, that's not true.
I'm gritty.
They're dirty. You know why they lie about doing cocaine? Because they know it's embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, I don't lie about smoking pot. Well, I guess I have. Fuck that whole bit. Sometimes if people are honest, you could stop bits on your own.
Yeah.
Called bit stopper. If you're doing a bit and it doesn't follow through, don't just finish it because people will. You don't need the factuality. Stop your own bits. We'll be back right after this. There's two things that I thought would be fun to do. So one, I want to, you know that song, you probably don't know it, but it's, hold on, I'll find it. Hold on, Jesus. I'm good. Oh, no, I'm doing bad. I'm doing bad.
No, it's not you. It was
Steamroller, I'm going to steamroll all over you.
Ooh, is that a sex thing?
I don't know what it means, but do you know the song?
Uh-uh.
Okay, let's watch Elvis doing it. We don't have this ready, so let's pull up Elvis doing this. You know what I mean? Like, not this one. To get the cadence of it. I think it's worth it. We're going to build this bit. A lot of shows are afraid to do this.
No.
Right on the air.
Yeah.
In front of real time, we're going to learn this song. I think it's about, well, Elvis, he does a pretty good job of it.
People say they don't like seeing how sausage is made. I don't think that's true. I think that's the interesting part. They're like,
right.
Yeah, it tastes good, but what's in this thing, you know?
Are you a vegetarian?
I am now. No, I'm not.
Why did you say?
I'm just talking about sausage. I'm not now. I used to be. I was vegan for a long time, and then I was vegetarian. This one in the corner, vegan. I'm not that. Then for a long time, I ate everything except birds, and I still have a hard time eating birds.
What type of birds?
Any birds.
I never think of birds. If someone goes, "You eat birds?" I go, "I never ate a bird."
Well, chickens.
I know. I didn't realize that was a bird.
Yeah, it's a bird.
I'm like, it sounds meaner.
They just don't seem like food. They got those like snappy, small little bones and that pecky.
Eating
beak
chickens is like eating cereal. It's meant to eat.
I feel that way about fish. I feel that way about fish. They're swimming sandwiches.
No. Stop. Why do you have to talk like that? That's why the word out on you in the street is. Do you want me to say it, or would you rather keep...
fish eater?
Yeah, you're the type of person that doesn't care to see that hook go in the fish's gut.
Yeah, I don't want
to
see
way,
it.
By the way,
I
thought
them.
About fishing. It is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Who are we to stick and I know it doesn't matter if I do it. Can I tell you the way, just so you catch you up to
when
I talk about eating meat.
Sure.
I eat meat.
Yeah.
But I hope that instead of being in denial how mean it is, you know, especially tortured meat, forget about at least
your
it's
factory farming.
Yeah, it's. I think it's debatable. I know some people think I don't care how it's raised. I don't care what life it had. And I want to hear their opinion more. But at least we know that's debatable. We're not talking about factory farm. Just if you have you hunt your own meat and you eat it. Okay, that aspect of it.
You're going
versus,
to a farmer's market.
Right,
yeah.
But No, yeah, the farmer's market. Oh,
well,
why?
That's like right in between them two, where they're like, her name was Jenny, and now you can buy part of
but
her.
Maybe she had a good life. Some people say that's even wrong.
Yeah, yeah, but I feel like it's a spectrum, is
what
you're
saying. We know factory farm is absolutely wrong.
That's bad.
So just because I can't, I don't have the, what do you call it? You have the willpower to do whatever you want. It's like smoking. It's a vile habit, but just because you can't quit, you shouldn't tell yourself it's okay to do. And that's how I feel about eating meat. At least while I eat it, I'll call it for what it is. Mm-hmm. It's disgusting. Oh, by the way, maybe that's what we talked about before in the show. Maybe that's what we're living today, that we don't see how eating meat causes so many other problems.
I was actually kind of thinking that, but then I was like, no.
Well, it might lead to abuse. It might lead to more things than we realize, that if you can do that to an animal, you're going to do it to each other. Let's eliminate that from our vernacular of treating any living thing with that cruelty, and domestic violence will go down. Mm-hmm. Children's violence will go down. And then 50 years, they're going to watch those. I get it. And this makes me want to stop.
No, it's true.
50 years, they're going to watch this, just like we're watching coughing commercials. Go now. Did they just not realize even if you should stop it just for the cruelty to the animal alone, but if that's not enough and you go, we need a shit ton more, it rubs off to everything. 75 years, 50 years from now, they're going to look at us and go, well, were they like a little kid has a right to go, were they okay? Mm-hmm. They didn't see that.
Yeah.
Well,
things were different back then.
Things were people saw
a difference between their dogs and cats and their cows and pigs.
Yeah.
I think that's totally true. And the and all the stuff with like one of the big signs or indicators that of domestic violence is when someone is violent to pets. It's all tied up in the same mindset. And I always feel like, as I said, I was vegan. I was all kinds of different food things. I now eat pretty much anything. But I've always felt that if we at least acknowledged, if everybody had to acknowledge that a life ended to give you this food, that this used to be a chicken, and like, thank you, chicken. I feel like everybody would eat less meat and be more respectful of the meat that they do eat.
That's the
meat.
Which
I think is kind
meat.
Of like along, like getting towards what you're saying.
Right.
That like, hey, this is a big sacrifice something made for this cheeseburger. It's not just like throw it in your face and buy another one in 2 hours.
That would be if you didn't do the factory farm, of course.
Yeah, just your relationship with at least. Yeah.
Hey. So anyway, here's Elvis doing. See how professional I am? No, people are angry.
Thank you.
Even then, good looking guy.
I'm a steamroller, baby. I'm on the road all over you. I'm a steamroller, baby. I'm on the road.
Now let's put the karaoke version on. Maybe there's something. Can I tell you, I'm nervous. Because I don't know what character to play. I think we should be doing it. You do it, and then I do it. We both think we're Steve Rollers.
Okay.
We're both convinced we're Steve Rollers. You tell me, I go, I'm a Steve Roller.
All right,
baby.
Almost competitive.
I wish I could have someone else do this that wasn't nervous.
You'll be great.
You think so? If I'm not, how about we do this, and this will relax me. Okay. If I can't think of anything to do, Duncan will come over and do it.
Shouldn't have played Elvis, because then you go, oh.
I could do a character. I could do impersonations, which, by the way, I want to get to this. Mm-hmm. And I want our audience to know we're going to get to this. So, yeah, James is mad at us last week because I'm just filling you in before we start the steamroller song. Speaking of Elvis Presley, I know he brings that for no reason. Once in a blue moon, I realize it. I comment on it. Usually 100 times where I just go, why did he do that this then? And then about a year after him doing it, I thought, I knew there was a reason he did it. There's something that it must.
Yeah.
There's a reason. One time, after 100 times of doing it, one night I went, I never asked you this. Why do you do that? He goes, honestly, just randomly. I'm like, oh, but not as.
It's not just when you mentioned James Adomian?
Yeah. No.
I have to be honest. Is it? That's the new game. Is that it's only been the last 3 episodes, but it's when you bring up James Adomian that I.
Oh, I didn't know that. And you know,
random before.
Oh, okay. But you both knew it because I saw. See, I'm a comedian for 33, 35 years maybe, minus 10.
What? No, 14 at most.
14. Now, how old did you think I was? You thought I was 21?
21, 22?
No. Hold on. Just stop. Honestly, our safe word is potato salad.
Okay.
Because you did this before. I don't know.
Yeah.
No bullshit.
Right.
Honestly, no bullshit.
Okay, fine. No, honestly.
Honestly, how old do you think I am? Are you looking at me?
No, yeah, okay, fine. Clearly, you're like 28 at least. But, I mean, I feel like you've got the energy of somebody who's like 22, 23.
Wow.
What am I? Am I? Was that offensive? Was that too?
Well,
did I guess too old?
I'm 11, but I don't mind.
Really?
The guy's got to push it. You're kind enough. This fuck. I don't like. I like fuck, not fuck, motherfucker. I say it, but when I listen to it later, I don't like it. Okay, so hold on. So James is mad at us because we do impersonations. And oh, there we go. And he does, and we do, like last week we did Ray Romano, and you can do it. Hi, everybody.
I'm Ray Romano.
You do it great.
Deborah. I'm of a certain age.
Deborah. So he's mad. But he's mad.
Well, you know, he's threatened.
Hello?
Hello. I don't know what I'm going to do
with my voice, but I'm just going to do it. Does anybody, if I don't want to do it, think I get it and could step in for me and do it, a version of it? You do?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Do you? Do you, Eric?
No.
Good. Oh. Eric didn't miss a beat. He goes, no.
No.
Okay, so here we go. Okay, you want to give a little reverb?
Verb.
Wow, and what am I going to do
here?
Hello. That's why we keep that on.
All right, here we go.
I'm a Steve Brawler.
Start it over. This is a professional.
I don't totally remember it, but I'm just going to go with blues. I'm a Steve Brawler, baby. I'm about to roll all over you.
I'm gonna roll on you. No, I didn't like the choice I made. Shut it off. Shut everything off. I hate what I did. I chickened out. Thank you. Play it again. Here's what I was thinking about doing. Hold on. Give me
again. Hold on. Let me try from the beginning. I'm scared to commit. I'm a steamroller. Duncan, come over here.
You got it.
Put a lot of reverb in his voice and put him through the house. Can you put both of these guys through the house so I can listen? Because I have an idea. Yes.
Okay.
Now, Duncan, don't fuck it up.
Pressure.
I mean, you're both out steamrolling each other. You get more gritty. You're
okay.
Both thinking,
all right.
And then that's why you put the emphasis on I'm a steamroller.
Okay.
All
right.
And can you give him all the reverb he wants?
Oh, you should do it.
Like a lot. Can we put everybody through the house? Like these two guys? Mm-hmm. Do you want that effects on your voice or not?
Yeah. The more effects, the better.
Okay. Well, you want
that's
this?
What I've learned.
Can you make me sound smaller, like a little sprite or an elf?
How's that for you, Duncan? Oh, that's really good. Yeah, that's a sound.
Here's what
to do.
Okay.
You don't need the deep voice. That's too much. There we go.
Oh. Go ahead.
No.
We got radio.
All right, here we go.
That's like a carrot.
By the way.
I'm a steamroller, baby. About to roll on over you.
Hey, wait a minute. I'm a steamroller, baby. I'm about to roll all over you.
I'm gonna inject your soul some sweet rock and roll and fill your soul of rhythm and blues.
I'm a cement mixer, a churning urn of burning funk.
I need more reverb. Hey, mom, give me some more reverb. You can get that music keep playing. Hey,
No, I don't like that sound.
But there just, we go. Momo. I'm a senior. You were good at singing that.
Me?
Yeah.
Thank you. It's just the blues. You can sing anything over that.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Let me hear.
Okay. Hold on.
You want to write a song about me?
Sure.
A lot of guests. You want to write a song about me? I don't give a shit. Yeah. I know a lot of people are like, oh, don't write a song about me. Don't write a song about me.
Don't write a song about anything.
Okay, you can keep that. You can bring that music back in. There you go. How about a hand for, let's pause the music for a second. Okay. How about a hand for John Wagner? I know he needs a little love sent his way. John Wagner, everybody. Come on. His friends listen to the show. Let him know that he's respected on this goddamn show.
Wow.
That when John Wagner is...
John is great.
Okay, you can write a song about me. Do you want reverb?
Yes.
Can you get a lot of reverb?
Wait, well, now we're halfway through it.
Oh, let's start it over.
You gotta go back to the beginning
you
of,
get
the,
whatever you want.
Of the progression.
By the way, I don't want it to have to be about me. Way to go, John. Pause the music. This is a real show. I want to make it... Oh, it doesn't have to be about me. I feel bad.
What do you want it to be? It's for you.
It is?
But so it can be anything that you want.
Well, you seem like you're not going to take no for an answer.
Oh, so you want it about you. Okay.
Well, if you're going to... I don't want to piss you off.
Oh yeah, I'm so mad. He wants to hear a song now. Won't tell me what should be about.
Ooh, I like it. More reverb.
Oh yes, it's Todd Glass. He wants a song now. Oh, tell me what to sing about. Yeah.
I
want to hear about Todd Glass.
Wow. Oh. Ba ba ba. I could sing like Elvis, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm a senior, baby.
You're nailing it, man.
I'm nailing it. Oh, jeez. Hold on. I got so much. So much. I did want to play. I ask every guest this every week. I think it's
great. Oh,
well,
now I feel special.
Well, oh, you're right. Hold on. I'll ask you a different question.
No, go ahead. Ask me whatever you want. Ask me the question everyone gets.
No, I feel now it's bad. Do you know the song More Taters?
I don't.
A lot of guests have a problem with this because they don't understand the gist of the song.
Sure,
We have done this in the show to George Carlin many times. So play the original to Taters. You know this song.
I don't know if I do.
Mo Taters, Mom.
We do our own version.
Okay.
I get the gist of it. Let me do one and then here we go. Give me a little lead-in music, if you don't mind.
May I have a roast beef sandwich, please?
Oh, okay.
You get it?
Yeah.
It's just a one-word thing. You want to try it real quick?
I'll try it.
All right, go ahead. Give him a lead-in if you don't mind.
Can I get a grilled cheese, but instead of cheddar, do you have American?
No.
And then maybe we can put like a slice of ham and then tomato soup if you got it?
No. I can't even play that music any longer. Let me do it one more time. Play the original, actually. It was okay.
Mo Taters, Mom.
Oh, yeah.
You get it?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I know. Oh, I can tell you.
Here we go.
Let's give
When I'm at home alone, I feel very alone, like in a deep sense, like all by myself in the world. Like no one even knows that I'm alive or is concerned about me, but I would love some pudding!
It's good. Let me just show you guys again. Play it from the beginning.
More sloppy Joe, please.
Okay, I got it.
You got it? Okay. Do you want to try it?
That's what we did, right?
You want to try it, Duncan? Okay, go ahead. Get close to the mic. Here we go. Give him a...
So with that 6 gigabyte data plan, does that mean there's going to be like carryover data?
Wait, well, hold on. I got to stop this. It's a, how, what restaurant are you? Where were you ordering gigabyte plans?
That was the best drop ever.
I don't want no meat, just more tater.
Maybe this song.
He specifically says he doesn't want more meat. Sounds like the only person who did it wrong was you, Todd.
Right.
I give that an A minus.
Hold on, let me.
Oh my God. I'm literally saying
Sloppy Joe. And I'm so cocky telling everybody, even in the bit. All right, listen, let's take
a call.
Let's take a call. Do you want to call someone?
No. Sure.
Do you have someone in your phone we can call?
No, I don't have anyone in my phone. Just Aristotle and you.
All right, can I hold on? And I want you to judge the show. I don't want you to judge the show. Look at
okay,
me.
No.
I swear I'm being honest with you. That's my safe word.
Yeah.
He doesn't. He doesn't understand. And you could lecture him. Don't feel. I will never. I want the people to know because you have friends that are comedians that listen. Listen to the show. I get it. The repetition. I get it. And hold on, John. You got to listen to me. You got to listen to me here. That will never laugh at that. Ever. It's not like, I know what you mean, I used to go Family Guy. It's not funny. There's certain things. Hold on. I get the joke. Hold on.
Sorry.
She's not going to laugh. I'm
no,
not going to laugh.
Not laughing.
Because it'll never be funny because it is the grossest. There's a type of comedy.
It's bathroom humor.
It's
immature. It's immature.
If anybody's home, okay, listen to what I'm saying and listen good. If anybody's home and they're listening to the show right now, all they're thinking, anybody that's going, oh, I got to listen to the Todd Glass show, they're not going to be people you want to come out and see you live. Nobody, yes, people can have an appreciation for something silly. They can have appreciation for some, silly can still be brilliant. So it's not that I'm dismissing it. It will never be funny. You can play it now. And I'll tell you what I hope happens. People like, sometimes, there's people that listen to the show that need opening acts sometimes. No comedian's going to go, oh, I got to get the guy on the on the Todd Glass show that was doing the fart sound effects. Then no one's going to go, oh, he's so great, so great. Help me here. Is this making you laugh?
Not at all.
What does he think? Get into his head.
You know what? It's sad.
Why
honestly,
does he think it's funny? Tell me where he's a little confused.
Because you stopped growing at, I don't know, 7 or 8 or something. Sure, it's funny when you're a child because you can't think higher thoughts than that. You can't think more complex ideas. And so that's where you want to stay. The rest of the world, the rest of the world evolves past you, matures, and you're just stuck in the playground.
And I'm going to tell you something.
Making playground jokes.
Thank you.
You have stuff to say about boogers, too?
Yeah.
You have some fun booger sound effects?
And if I could tell you this, the reason I play it, because I get it. I have to answer this question or no one's going to think this is legitimate. Because I want people, I could edit this out. No one could have ever heard it.
Right. You could find someone who wouldn't do this on your show.
If Todd thinks that this is so gross and it's not a bit, then why wouldn't he just edit it out?
Yeah.
Because I want people to hear what he thinks will eventually.
When would it echo that much?
I want people to hear what you think. Come
as
on,
a comic,
John, you're being a dick.
As a comic?
I want people to hear what you think is funny.
That's not funny.
That's not. I want to let him do it. Can I tell you something? And I'm tempted to do it, and I'm sorry. I could be utilizing your talents much.
No, go ahead.
I want to just see. Good, do it. Just do it. We're going to sit here. You do it. When you're done doing it, we're just going to sit here and get... I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm going to sit down. We're going to enjoy our drink, and I'm going to smoke a little pot. And when you think that that's not entertaining people, you still think the people that are still going, oh, I'll give this show a shot. A friend of mine said, you got to listen to the Todd Glass show. You think they made it through this bit. You think that's what a sane person that loves comedy goes, oh, no, this could go somewhere. Oh, they could dig out of it. Now you think, well, they're just morbidly listening.
They're not listening at all.
Intelligent people.
People who come to comedy to get healed, to have something in their life healed.
The people that listen to the show every week, The people. Okay, come on. The people that.
Hey.
The people that listen to the show every week. Yes, they're going to know that this is a situation. You're not going to keep an.
Okay, that one was me.
Eliza Skinner is back. Here in the barn with Todd Glass. Eliza Skinner is back. Here in the barn with Todd Glass.
This is stupid.
No, I'm not. But you, no, come on. Let's have a show.
When did you record all of those sounds?
It took us 2 hours.
It took us 2 hours. Wait, that's not a compliment. All right, listen, I got to stop it because I could do that forever. I have something.
Sounds like
can you give me some
chili.
Bells? Can you give me some bells? I need bells. Put some reverb in these bells.
Oh, it's so Christmassy.
Right? Ain't it nice?
Come on down to Macy's, where we've got specials for everyone in the family. Toasters for mom, sweaters for dad, and, I don't know, dirt and toys for children. What do they like? I don't like them.
Put crackle in it. Put crackle in it, and then be like one of these ads from like when it was sexist and like, you know, it was like, okay. It certainly like, you know, and the music.
Come on down, white people. We've got a place for all of your favorite things. It's Sears. We let you in and no one else.
Merry Christmas.
Merry
from
Christmas
Sears.
From Sears.
Hold on. Thank you. By the way, great drops. Give me the gel bells a little more, just the clean bells. I know how to put a little reverb in there if you don't mind, Aristotle. See what I do?
Oh, now they're haunting. They're haunting chimes.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Da, 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 da,
oh, what fun it is to ride on a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in the one-horse open sleigh.
Take it away.
Dashing through the snow in the one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring,
I love it.
Making spirits bright.
Wow.
What fun it is to ride and sing, sleighing song.
Turn around,
tonight.
It's snowing outside, everybody.
Bells. Oh my gosh,
it's
jingle
snowing.
Bells, jingle all the way.
I got a snow machine.
Oh, what fun it is to ride on a one horse open sleigh.
What I just gave. Now that ruined the whole thing. I just gave you a blackout for the first time ever. I've never blacked anybody out. That's actually the truth. I got excited. You really took it home. You really deliver.
Thank you.
You're not fucking around.
Wondering why Aristotle didn't end with a simple crash.
Wow.
Felt like.
There's none. Oh, it's over there. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God. I have my own issues with Aristotle.
I know. Well, you get upset. You have a. You have a running history. He does your. What's your show called?
Angry Little Goats.
Isn't there a recording of her yelling at him?
I it's not right. Do you, no, by the way, we'll take a break.
We've this, tried to hide that, scrape that from the
can
internet.
I tell you the truth? And I don't mean to throw this at you, and I could edit this out if you don't want
sure,
it.
Sure, yeah.
We have a phone message, I guess you left for him.
Oh.
And you are, a side of you, here's why I'm playing it for you, just so you don't think I'm ambushing you, and I will take this out. I will take this out if you don't want to
okay,
play.
Okay, so this is off it's the record.
Unless you think that putting a light to it, why? Because people have heard this. You do know that, right? You've never addressed it, but people have heard it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Can we play? And you're nasty.
I feel like no one knew the situation.
I like
how
I give you direction through the
bit. No one knew
bit.
The situation that I was in. I mean,
I've never
it's
heard
really
anyone curse like that.
It's one-sided. It's like Christian Bale and the lighting person. You know, like you have a job that you're trying to do, and the technical person who everybody feels sorry for is really making it difficult. And you're the one, you were the one who has your face or voice, you understand.
I do. And that's why some of these that I don't mind coming down on people when I hear these stories. And oh, did you hear this secret recording of somebody yelling at somebody? Sometimes I go, no, they're right. They're yelling and they're right. Other times you're like, whoa, the Christian Bale thing. I'll be honest with you. I thought I'd have to know how many times he interrupted that day.
Yeah.
You know, with his stupid piece of tinfoil. I've dealt with Troy Conrad and his dumb lighting moves.
Yeah.
He's moving that piece of tinfoil for 8 hours. And I love this guy and I want to go choke him.
But that's the thing. It's not personal. It's right. about getting a job done.
So
it's never personal.
That's why I'm playing it, because you might be able to give it another perspective. But yeah. Can I tell you the truth? I've never heard, I didn't know you curse that much. Wow.
You
were threatening to kill him. That's the part then you get.
I don't.
Well, they'll hear it. They'll hear it.
You take it with a grain of salt. It was metaphorical.
Let's play it.
Okay.
Aristotle. I know you're there.
It's good already.
You fucking wet diaper baby. I'm gonna fucking kill you. Face first, you dick. How dare you? I said I wanted our podcast to end on a Symphony of the Seas, and you put that bullshit together and you put it out there? Like people are gonna believe that's ours? Fuck you! Does your mom know what a piece of shit you are? Cause she's gotta be sad. Pussy probably turned inside out and ate her. Cause she's so fucking disappointed at what came out of it. Piece of shit.
Pauses for a second. Pauses. So, pauses for 1 second. We'll play the whole thing. No, you. We'll play the whole thing.
Trust me.
Is that embarrassing to listen to?
I mean, it was about. It's about the work.
What was it
you can
about?
See it's about the work. I didn't say anything personal.
That's in the mind of a sick person, and I love it because you're not that far off.
What are you talking about?
I didn't say anything that
wasn't
true.
It was about it's about the work, and you know when you're passionate about your work, that comes through.
You said something. The part where I know where I paused it because I know this. You said something about that's when you said like. I didn't. The first part I didn't think was bad, but when you start saying something about you're going to kill him, I think that's a little. Play, just play it.
I'm going to fucking rip your dick off and shove it down your throat until you die. I'm going to cover your mouth and your nose and shove your dick down your dumb throat, and you're going to be dead. And people are going to wonder, what the fuck happened to this guy? And you know what happened? He was a loser. That's what happened to him. That's the whole fucking answer right there, Aristotle.
Pause it. So here's the part.
Yeah.
I see you over there. You're getting embarrassed. The next part.
Well, I mean,
you're coming
it's just,
on
it's so
to
out
him.
Of context.
You're coming
it's so
on
so out
him.
Of context.
You're obviously coming on to him in the next part. You can tell there's a, and that's when I realized, and that's the only reason I brought it up today. And can I tell you something? I'll still edit this whole thing out. Is there no? There seemed the next message that you were definitely in love with.
I wouldn't say in love.
We'll play it.
Okay.
You think you can do whatever the fuck you want to me? You think you can get a piece of this juicy mama baby, huh? Huh? Yeah, you want to sink your teeth into it. I know you do. I know you do, baby. You fucking asshole. Because we see each other's soul. And you know what I see when I look at yours? Garbage. You're fucking garbage. God, I love you, you dick.
Oh, I see where you got that from.
Oh, you do? You do?
Listening
that's
to it.
That's the most you can budge. Like,
yeah.
After that, you go, I could see maybe. You're not even positive. You're like, I see where you maybe you took it and went a different direction with it.
Yeah, I can see.
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
A lot of people deal with this.
Let me know you care. Just a word or two of text from you will remind me you're still there. Don't have to add much to it. One smiling face will do. Baby, text me Merry Christmas, cause I'm missing kissing you.
Whoa-oh. Text me Merry Christmas, make my holiday.
For a lot of people, this is their lives. Texting each other Merry Christmas. So.
I think I saw them do this on the Today Show.
Who is this?
I don't know.
Play it again. I'm just kidding. What am I doing? What have I put? I have a new game. It's called What Do You Got? I turn to him because there's jingles I forget that are in there. They're in. He finds things during the day. I go, don't play them for me during the day. Just I'll turn to you out of nowhere. I go, what do you got?
We wish you a merry one. We wish you a merry one. We wish you a merry one and a happy cocaine. We wish you
I don't even know what that. that means. Wish you a marijuana. Boop, boop, boopy, doopy, doopy. Okay, what time is it?
Time to get a rolls. I don't know.
7:47.
What is it?
7:47.
And what time do we start? So we've been going an hour?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Great. And I hate to ask the time on this show, but I also hate to ask you to edit it out. The reason I hate to is because I am in the moment when I'm in here. But unfortunately, sometimes you have to, like, you know, take a look at where you're at. It always seems, the good news is, even though I'm asking what time it is, because it always seems like it goes so quick.
Yeah. That, you know what?
It's never the other way.
Doesn't sound like you're talking about the Todd Glass show. It sounds like you're talking about life.
Oh, thank you. You're right. Good luck with your parents.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah, I'm a real handful.
By the way, I think it's a big deal to, I think it's a lot easier to complain, not even say judgment. It's a lot easier to maybe complain or make judgment or maybe the mix of both if you're not turning around and perpetuating it to the next generation. Like, I want to be somebody, that's why I'm obsessed with that, not like that, that's a burden on people, because you're only a burden on people when you never dealt with the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not centered. And when you meet people that are older, that, you know, they got their life together, it doesn't mean they don't have heartache, it doesn't mean they don't have problems, but somehow through it all, they understand that if you're going to be old and you're going to have people around you, 60, 70, 80, 90, it gets older and older, all you have to do is be a pleasure to be around.
Yeah.
And then everyone will want you around.
And be a pleasure to yourself.
Of course, that's probably where it starts.
Yeah, you know, where you're like, I don't need you to make me have fun
right.
here, because I'm
and then you put, you know,
I'm
what
happy
happens?
Myself.
It does. Hey, look.
I'm the party. Don't you want to be at the party?
I am. You'll understand. Look, like everyone else, I get sad. But I'm happy with myself, I think, genuinely. And it doesn't mean if maybe someone forgets my birthday, I won't be a little bit bummed.
Is this
but,
about someone forgetting your birthday?
No, it's not. I'm just saying that I would not, when you are not happy with yourself, Christmas, birthdays seem so much more important. Anniversaries, you're holding people to these. As opposed
show me
to,
who I am.
Right, and nothing will ever be enough when that's the situation. It doesn't mean you can't be bummed even, but if you are pretty much overall happy and someone forgets your birthday, you're more like, it's good. That's not, I don't judge you on, it has nothing to do with your love for me or how much you care about me, and you make that person feel good. But when that's all about that, boy, those days become even more important to those people. So what were we talking about that you going home?
Yeah. I said that the Todd Glass show was like life, and you said good luck to your parents when you go home.
Oh, yeah. Jesus, that wasn't very nice of me.
It was fun. It was kind of catty.
No, I was a different person then.
No, you that don't
want to hear
ago.
It. You don't want to hear it. That was a long time. No, I grow. I'm sorry.
No, I thought it was fun.
No, I'm a different
I had a good
person.
Time.
I was wrong
I felt
what
accepted.
I said.
I felt accepted.
But it was also...
Because sometimes those little... when we rib each other, we're saying, I see you.
No,
and I still like you.
No, I'm better
I like
than,
that about you.
I'm better than
I
that.
I like the little ribs. I like the little lumps and bumps. I like all the parts of you. I like everything you do.
Wow.
I like it. Yes, it's true. Todd Glass, I like you.
What? You know what? This is like... First of all, I'm not going to... I like that. That was so sweet. I sound not too tough. People think I'm a tough guy. I don't want to sound like that's too sweet. Edit that in. But somebody sent in the Mr. Rogers, Chris Farron does a version of I Like You Just the Way You Are by Mr. Rogers. And somebody heard his and they did their version of his. And they said they were modest in the way that they said that they did their lame version. I heard it. I'm like, what are you kidding? That's beautiful. You know, I loved it. It's a great song. Sometimes it's good to get this song is into your fiber.
It's you I like, not the things you wear, or the way you do your hair. It's you I like, the way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, and not the things that hide you. Your toys, they're just beside you. It's you I like, every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new.
It's you,
and I hope that what? You remember.
What?
Just the sound.
It's you I like.
What?
Yourself. It's you. It's you I like.
Right? Some people need to hear that. They need some nice words in people's ears. We can say whatever we want to people.
So that was the Mr. Rogers song?
No, that was the Mr. Rogers. Someone did a cover of his. Yeah.
Yeah, it's so much. I was like, I don't remember that those were the words that he said, but they sound so like relevant and adult.
Thank you. You know what? And he sang that to kids. Yeah. You know, the man was brilliant. The man, like, you know, 50 years ago knew that children were not owned, that they... Yeah, you'll get to teach them discipline if you love them and they have feelings and they it doesn't matter if you're older and you should be in control and you are the parent. I'm sure he knew that someone has to be in charge, but that does not mean that they don't deal with issues just like you and probably have somewhat depression and feelings. And the fact that he would just say it's mentionable, it's manageable. What a clean phrase that can really help somebody's life change tangibly, because you hear that if someone, it's mentionable, it's manageable. That makes sense.
Yeah, you're not scared to say who you are and what's happening with you. Right. If we can talk about it, then we can work with it.
And you see situations like that over and over and over again. It doesn't matter. We don't have to mention what needs to be mentioned, but over and over again, we see when people mention it, then other people always go, "Fuck, I'm dealing with that," and then you manage it. So mentioning it, you manage it, and that's what Mr. Rogers said.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, he's great. Saved children's television programming many times. And then, of course, the look for the helpers.
Thank you. That's the other one. That's such a tangible thing. At a time when you see humanity when it could be its worst, it does not erase it. It does not. Of course it doesn't.
No,
but when you need something, turn to how, and then automatically look for the helpers, the people that remind us how decent we can be as a species, as Mr. Rogers was. Mm-hmm. And that's there, and it's real, and it's something to grab onto, because at the same time, you see crazy how kind and decent and just special
and
we can be.
It gives you a specific place to look away from the terror and chaos and uncertainty. And you're like, and that's what you want
to
focus on
to
when
see
you're scared.
A cop carrying a little boy out of a fire. You see those, those pictures, or those ones that just capture this like heroic, like wow, an elementary school teacher. I don't know. I don't have anyone for that. I thought it would come to me.
No, yeah.
You could sing.
He's
a song.
Best. He's great.
Why don't you sing a song to the people that are listening? Nice things to you. Can we give me a little more of that music? What people want to hear?
What do they want to hear?
Do you like this music?
What is
you're special, you're kind, and you're the
world. Oh, you want me to make up a song for this?
Yeah, but for people. Put someone that needs, just positivity.
Okay.
Is this a good song, or do you want to try it?
Well, tomorrow morning there will be breakfast. It'll be coffee, maybe toast, what you like. You can walk to work. Maybe you'll see a friend or a guy riding on a bike. There are animals sometimes in the clouds. And there are just grass on the ground. And if you take a second, you'll see funny hairstyles all around. What? There are reasons to look at people and things that'll make you smile. There are reasons to be in the world and stick around for a while. Maybe tomorrow there'll be donuts in the break room when you're at work. And then maybe you'll dance with your friends and they'll say you don't look like a jerk. Say you don't look like a jerk.
Can I tell you something? Seriously, I love that. That was great. I knew.
It's the little things. It's the little things. It's not about Hawaii vacations.
Wow.
It's about finding nickels on the ground.
If I give me that music, what if I paid you every day? Like, if I had the money, I'll give you $50,000. I'm crazy.
Whoa!
To when I'm like,
so rich.
When I walk out of my living room,
okay,
into my every day, I start the day, I'm walking in to make coffee. You sing a song to me.
Okay.
I walk in, there you are. You just wait every
day.
Well,
the socks you've got on, they are comfy, and they're really holding on to your feet. And you have a flavored coffee in your flavored mug. Tastes so sweet. Hey, today it won't rain, it is sunny, and the sunshine will shine all around. And when you're walking out to your car, fart later on. You won't see dog poop on the ground.
Oh! I would love that. For can you imagine, you open your door, you're there. I haven't even a stage. I would treat you nice. You know?
Oh, wow.
I'd have a backstage.
I'm
they
a
go,
star.
Todd's coming
my rate's
out.
Going up.
Oh, my God. Okay, I feel
you
great.
Think I'm going to be here for years for you, Todd? You think I'm going to play this song in your living room? I'm a star. I'm a star. I should be in pictures.
By the way, Eddie Pepitone says the same thing. All these scenarios have. I go, Eddie, what if I could afford $50,000? He goes, I'm glad that in your scenario, you got $50,000 that you're doing so well to throw at me. Yeah. He goes, I'm hoping I'm bigger than that. I said, well, I'm not. Look, you're right, I said. Why am I having these scenarios? Where,
I just watched Sunset Boulevard again for the first time in years. And, oh, man, is that chilling. I think it's really affected me.
What is it about? I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
It's about...
What's it called again?
Sunset Boulevard.
You know why I ask? Because I'm a good interviewer. Other interviewers, they just go, ah, blah, blah. They, hey, you know, Pete Holmes ain't listening to shit. No, I'm not afraid
Whoa.
To say it. No.
Wowie zowie.
No,
same network.
Aristotle said, fuck him. He can't boss you around. He calls him Pete Shut the Fuck Holmes.
That's what Aristotle calls him?
Oh, yeah, he goes, hey, Pete Shut the Fuck Holmes.
Wow, he
yeah.
is like a fucking biker over here. What yeah. is he, like Mr. Tough Guy?
What if he hears the show? What if he hears the show?
Pete Holmes? Oh, shit.
Where are you going? Okay, go ahead.
It's about this writer in Hollywood. It's like all these old movies. You watch these old movies and you're like, it's going to be about old-timey stuff. And it's not. It's like, oh, that could be me. That could be my friend. It's a guy living in Hollywood, doesn't have much money. He's like not making it. And then he accidentally shows up at this mansion in Beverly Hills. And there's an old movie star lives there, Norma Desmond, and she thinks that this is a mistaken identity. She thinks he's there to bury her monkey, but he's not. And she ends up having him move in and write a movie for her for her big comeback.
Oh, come on. John, don't be an asshole. She's
I mean,
telling
it was,
a real
story. It was appropriate.
It was though. Appropriate, but I asked him not to do that specifically.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, so it's supposed to be... Well, now I feel like you don't really want to hear what I'm saying.
No, we really do. Come on, tell me. Seriously.
So it's supposed to be her big comeback, and she thinks that they're going to make it, and she's written a version, but it's really long and bad, and then she ends up falling in love with the guy, and I don't want to spoil it for people, even though it's a very old movie, and they turned it into a musical also. But
can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm being genuine.
Okay.
Because somewhere in there, what got me was when you said, you know, usually the characters you don't relate with, and mm-hmm. here you're like, no, that could be me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I listen, and I go, oh, that in itself had me interested in mm-hmm. it, and then, because I'm honest.
Sure, sure, sure.
I smoked a little pot, I got lost.
Okay, all right, that's fair.
So, because the you got
I just
my
feel
interest.
Like that's true of all old movies. Like,
what?
Old movies, you think like it's of some different era that you're not going to be able to relate to it, that they'll all be like,
oh, right.
Mother and the
right.
Butler, you know?
You know what? I used to think that they would scare me just because of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized, that's so funny that you're saying that, because it took me a long time to realize that, yeah, I'll get past. I used to think if the accent was different, I'll never.
Yeah.
But then you realize the love story is a love story.
Yeah, exactly.
Like right?
That mid-Atlantic. Well, sir, I've never. No, that's more Southern. Well, mister, I could work there if I wanted to, but I don't want to work there. I never would, and I never can. Wait. I'm going to be on the stage. I'm special.
Crackle. Oh, so give me some crackle.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, mister. I'm going to be somebody, and I don't care what anybody like you says. Not at all. Or you could say anything you want about me, and it's not going to get under my skin. You know why? Because I got thick skin, mister. Thick like a pig. That's what my mama used to say when I lived on a farm. That's right. I'm from a farm. You didn't know that, did you? You didn't know I was just a dirty farm girl.
Okay, do this woman. She's in front of the jury. She's an alcoholic, and, okay. but she wants to get her kids back. She's yelling at the court.
Okay. You think I'm trash, don't you? You think Leslie... Damascus is just trash. Well, I'm more than that. I'm a woman, and I'm a mother. And I'm a mother who's a woman. And I love my babies. Haven't you ever loved a baby? Haven't you? Haven't you ever looked at a baby and said, I love you, because you're mine? You're from me? Oh, that's me, mister. Yeah, I see you looking at me, lady. Oh, you think you're better than me, don't you? Oh, because you never had to steal a pair of pantyhose from a Sears. Well, so what I have, and so what you haven't.
Ah! Oh, my God, you're making me fucking convulse. What a great feeling. To literally just, you may as well swing your arms around in the air. It's such a character turned up to 100, and that does it for me. God damn it.
Yeah, that's why so, I don't really work. I can maybe, only turn them up to 100.
Oh, my God. Wow. It's a big show tonight. You know how you can feel it in the air, big shows? How does it feel like a big show? It's because it is, everybody. That's right. Liza Skinner is here.
Yay! Sponsored by Jim DeMarco's Cigarettes for Kids. Kids like cigarettes, too.
Do the meanest cigarette ad for kids. Okay. It's like really, they find it, it exists. And go ahead, give me a little more.
Sponsored by Jim DeMarco, Cigarettes for Kids. Timmy and Janie, they need to smoke too, because nothing keeps bones little like Jimmy DeMarco cigarettes. Mom, I'll be tiny forever. You will now.
look at this music. Ain't it great? I want to get this on my iPad to come out to stage to this song when I'm on the road now. Play it again. Picture me walking out. Look, I wave to people.
Waving and pointing.
Wayne Newton does that. Fake waves.
Yeah. Little wink.
Wa-ba-ba-da-ba. Wa-ba-ba-da. Hoop-ba-da-da-da-da. Hoop-be-doop-be-doop-be. Wow. You know what? Play a hip... I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. Oh, let's call somebody. You want to call somebody?
Sure.
What?
I don't want to be rude, but I know like we kind of played that phone call earlier, but we do still have that video of Eliza and her first ventriloquist act with her puppet.
Oh, my God. You do?
Yeah, like...
We do. I feel bad. That's why I'm laughing. Because I said she's never... I go, oh, wait, I don't know what I thought you were going to deny it, but we have it.
No, I just, I didn't know anybody.
How long did you do it?
Oh, God, 11 years.
What? Give her the puppet. You want to?
Oh, well, I don't have a relationship with your puppet.
Can we play? Well, let's just play this. Are you, if you don't want us to play it, we won't.
No, I mean, I guess you can play it if you want to.
Wow, you were, it was, what was the puppet's name again?
Tracy.
Just play it. I want to hear this. You're okay. Going to love this, guys. This is crazy.
Well, hey, everybody. I'm Eliza Skinner, and this is my friend Tracy.
Hi, my name's Tracy. I hate you, Eliza.
Okay, well, I know. Well, what the people want to hear, though, Tracy, is they want to hear, what's this new job you have?
What's my new job? My new job is fucking punching you in the tit, you dumb cunt.
Okay, that's... I don't think anyone's paying you for that, Tracy. Seriously. So, anyway... this morning, I was getting dressed, and I was trying to find my new blouse, and I couldn't find it anywhere. And then I wondered, where is it? You know where it was, Tracy?
Up your fucking cunt.
Okay. No. It was in the laundry. It was just in the laundry.
Well, then why'd you ask me, dumb bitch?
Pause this. Oh, this is too much. Pause.
Yeah, I don't know why I did it for 11 years. It was, like, so abusive. That puppet was cruel.
Can I tell you what's really going through my head? First of all, I'm sitting here thinking, like, what would be another fun thing to make you do as the puppet? Like, I could say anything, you'll go along. Oh, why this one? He got real political. But I chose not to because my head literally fucking hurts. Oh, my God. So funny. Wow.
Sorry.
Yeah, right. No, you should be sorry. All right, good. We're all good.
Yeah, it was weird. It didn't really take me anywhere, that act.
Well, another...
I did JFL. There's... I did do JFL.
We have your JFL on here. You got mad on stage for real, I heard.
Yeah,
and the puppet was yelling at the business or something?
Yeah, yeah.
And can you say in hindsight, you were seriously mad through the puppet? You were saying the puppet, it's a character, but you were saying things that were directed at the festival.
I was doing my material. The puppet was doing what
Play
the puppet
this.
Did.
This is her little... They aired this. This is her JFL...
So, I don't know if you guys consider yourself cat people or dog people, but I do know what Tracy is, right? What are you, Tracy?
I'm fucking drunk. That's what I am. Poutine tastes like beef stew on all mashed potatoes. You all know it, you dumb Canucks. Okay, well, that's not...
You see, get
but,
dog like that.
Well, cat people.
Hey, say
sure
can you
like
do me a favor? Can I ask her directly? Can you overdo the part where he goes, "Don't talk like that. These are nice people."
Okay.
Okay.
Don't talk like that. Okay, these are nice people, and they've brought us all the way to their country. Yeah, were they nice when I was sucking their dicks? That's right. That's how we got in this festival. I sucked a dick. What? Oh my God, what? Tracy, what are you talking about?
Yeah, they liked it. All the promoters, they just lined up for my puppet lips.
Oh, my God, I thought it was my tape. I worked so hard on this routine.
You did nothing. Come on, wake up, Eliza. That's not what show business is about. It's about wrapping your wet felt lips around a dick.
I still think that it was my tape,
oh,
not that.
Oh, my God. Oh, it's...
God, I hated having to clean her off. She would just throw up all over herself.
Frank Sinatra, Jingle Bells. Let's have some fun, huh? Why not? We only do this
jingle
once.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride on a one-horse open sleigh.
Sing along.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Hey!
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow.
Dashing through the snow.
One-horse open sleigh.
One-horse open sleigh.
O'er the fields we go. Laughing all the way.
What's the thing that we,
Oh, this? Okay.
Give her some reverb.
Turn up the hi-hat. Okay. So I'm shopping and I'm looking for some deals. And I'm there at the mall and I'm finding all steals. Then I realize, oh my God, what I gotta do? I bought for everybody, but I didn't buy for you. So I'm asking, what's the Christmas present that you want? What can I buy you that I haven't, huh? I want to get you what is in your mind. I want to buy a gift you could never find on the internet or in a store. You could never find it on the floor. I want a present for you that is so divine. I will give it to you. You unwrap it. It blows your mind.
What?
It's all about consumerism.
That was to you, that one.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wow. God, I feel like the show's going in a good direction now, you know? Seriously.
Like a One Direction?
Yeah, well.
That's right, I brought One Direction.
Right, stop it, stop it, stop it. It's not, that wasn't funny before, and it's not funny again. Seriously. This time I'm telling you to stop it. Seriously. To George Carlin. No.
Whoa, wait.
Bah! No, that, you can't break that. That's all right. I like it. It shows that we've used that word with high whatever. I might change it. Just swear to God. Make a new
what?
One. Instead of...
No!
No!
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
No!
No.
What about all the kids? What about the kids? No!
What are you...
No idea. The only reason I wouldn't admit what emotion that brought up is because you're afraid to bare your soul sometimes. Right? All that is pure love. That feels so good. Even though it's in a bit, it doesn't matter. It's like you get to take it. You're like, well, maybe a little. Are they missing it like that? If I, you know. But even though you know, like it's still you'll accept it. Even though you know, of course, no one's that scared that I'm going to stop doing that. I'll still accept the glory of that type of.
I mean,
no, you have to do it. Like when or ever, the whole room full of people. Like even everyone thinks, oh, their cookie's so good. Guess what? Their cookie. Well, I can think of a cookie. I'd be pissed if it wasn't there at Christmas.
Yeah, but I mean.
I'm not going to lie. I was going to say there's a few that are so good that I'm going to be. I don't know where I was going with this.
Yeah, but Todd, when we're talking about your cookies, you know, I mean, they're better than other cookies.
Really?
No, I can't be. I can't lie. I got to be honest.
Can you make a cookie?
No.
No, I'm serious. I can't. I honestly, to tell you the truth. Could I cut it? I wouldn't know. I guess I could follow directions, but I'm not going to do that.
Do you like that for Christmas cookies, seasonal cookies?
Yes.
Do you like a shaped cookie, like a sugar cookie that's like shaped like something, or you like a regular, you know, full of chocolate chips and stuff?
Okay, listen.
Okay.
Oh, I need some water. No, okay. When I go to a party,
sure.
If there is
parties.
No, that's unprofessional.
Party.
I think you guys are being unprofessional.
Wow.
All right,
everybody wants me over to give me gifts.
It's a party, wow. Will there be others?
So nice.
I don't know. I think you're overreacting, and I'm being genuine. All right, guys.
Must be nice.
Oh, really? You have to get one last dig in there, don't you? So at a party that... Okay, now I forget what I was talking about.
Cookies.
My
shoes
are horrible.
What's your cookie?
If I go to a party.
You got a whole spread of cookies.
And they have basically a sugar cookie.
Yeah.
I don't care how shape it in. Is it a Christmas tree? Fine, that's an extra bonus, but I don't give it. You know, I'll just eat the cookie. So anyway, one of those cookies with icing on it.
Oh, you like
it
with
icing?
I
can't stop eating it.
See, I'm from a
the snap
colored...
of the icing into the sugar cookie. I'll eat... literally 50 of them. I will not stop eating until I feel...
Well, it brings out a monster in you.
Ah! Come over here.
Cookies.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the colored sugar on top more than the icing.
The colored sugar. You mean all the different colored sprinkles?
Yeah.
Yeah,
but
like
sugar. Like straight up, like will be the red and
like
green,
the green
sugar.
On the
Yeah. I know what you mean. But do you like a vanilla cookie? Like, what is that called?
Like a sugar cookie.
Sugar cookie.
It's a sugar cookie.
Wow, they're so good.
Yeah. You know what I don't understand?
Pumpkin.
You know,
I'll take all the pumpkin spice I can
get.
Fuck everybody.
You know, but it's not... It's not pumpkin. It's just pumpkin spice.
Right.
So it's just like cinnamon, nutmeg,
exactly.
All the good stuff. Yeah.
People rebel against it. They go, I don't like pumpkin. I don't like pumpkin. Shut up. Yes, you do.
Yeah.
Deep down, you do. I guarantee you. You take a room full of people and they
How
all say.
How many people in the room?
100.
Oh, wow. This is a room.
And they go, I don't.
Is it one of your parties?
We're going to do a poll.
And they go, I don't like pumpkin spice.
Get them out of this room.
You overhear them. No, no, no. That's I'm more of an experiment.
Oh, so this is the part. It's like a I don't like pumpkin spice party. Like they all
no,
came there to talk about that.
This is to find out. Okay, you over a period of time, you find out these people, different people.
Okay, so I collect them and then I bring them together.
Them, and exactly.
Okay.
And they're all people that think that
they don't know what they have in common. So
no,
it's a mystery. They're
exactly.
Like they've got mysterious invitations.
Right.
Is it raining?
No, we okay. Make it work. We okay, make it right. Raining.
It's really spooky. They're like, I don't know how I arrived.
Do we have any thunder?
And there's like a butler, and he's like, come right in.
Yes.
The
I'll
madam
take that.
Will be with you later.
I'll take this.
Okay.
It works. It works.
And they're like, I don't know how I got invited to this.
Okay, so.
I don't either.
I want this to follow through. Do one more person.
Me neither.
Okay. So.
100 people.
Thank you. 100 people in a room.
Clearly, we got invited. Because we're special. Well, I don't think I'm special at all. I'm just a regular girl. They're putting more people in this room. Yeah.
And they go, I'll tell you what they all have in common. They've at different times said they don't like pumpkin. I don't like even pumpkin bread. They deny the whole pumpkin loving at
ba,
all.
Ba, ba.
Right, right. And then we put them in a room. They don't know why they're there, so they're not thinking everyone's eye on
but
them.
But they're
watching.
Eyeing each other. They're like,
there's pumpkin everywhere.
Was it you?
There's pumpkin
was
cookies.
It you?
There's pumpkin spice sure. loaf. And we watch them. I bet.
And
I'm
then
not
there's a murder.
There's.
Right.
Nowhere near where.
And there's a murder. No, there's no murder.
That's what they want you to think.
No, that's what they. And I go to tell the other story. Who got murdered? You want a murder in the story? I'll tell you what. There's a murder in the story.
Yes.
But it, yes. Oh, trust me. 10 people get murdered.
Okay.
Yes.
That's 10% of the people there.
Yes. Yes. 10% of these people get murdered.
Wow.
But before that.
Okay.
We put out pumpkins. I don't know what. You know what the sad part is? You know what the saddest part is? People listening to the show know that I think it's worth going back to this pumpkin story. Like, I can't let it go. I want to tell you where my vision was. And here's, I will. So anyway, out of all the people that said that they don't like pumpkin, mm-hmm. you know, I believe there's some that wouldn't eat it. They really don't like
right.
it. Okay.
And then there's some
what?
Like, there's one from the Orient.
90%.
Right? There's one who's like. It's very mysterious.
90% of them would eat it. I believe it. They're full of shit. And the ones that say it, that know that I know they're full of shit, they admire me for going, he's right, I would fucking eat it. But I've gone on and I don't like pumpkin rant. But you just think it makes you cool. Yeah. No, it doesn't. Caleb signed me, and we're in agreement on this. He likes pumpkin spice, too, him and his girlfriend. Babs. Hey, Babs. That's his girlfriend's real name. I love it. Babs. Ain't that the best name?
It's great.
Babs.
I like Betty, too.
Betty. Mm-hmm. Betty.
When I was in high school, I wanted to be called Bitsy, and I tried to tell people that, and they were like, yeah, right.
Yeah.
I was like, that's fair.
Betty White. I fooled around with Betty White. This is like 20 years ago.
Oh,
so
yeah?
No big deal.
Yeah.
But,
mostly.
What?
When she was younger?
Yeah, she was only 72. I met her at a poker tournament.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sounds like you did.
You ain't getting shit.
I play this because some people will go through this.
You ain't getting shit for Christmas.
Can't shove that fruitcake up your ass.
Fire time's a jerk. You can stick that fruitcake up your ass.
You ain't getting shit.
You ain't getting shit.
No, you ain't getting shit.
Somebody sent this in.
For me and Mom. Yeah, how do you like that? Hasn't had a drink in 20 years. And
well, who cares? Well, that story, I don't even care about it. Get to the point.
The point is you ain't getting shit for Christmas.
Yeah, and you know what? Maybe he doesn't deserve it. Maybe, you know, a guy writes a song like that.
I just came up with a great idea.
What?
Right
tell
now.
Us.
It's
tell
so
us.
Timely.
How come you won't tell us? Why? Everybody,
just
kill Aristotle.
Spin
he knows.
It out.
Kill Aristotle.
Tell us. Tell us.
Kill him. Kill him. He knows something we don't know. Kill him.
Burn him.
Kill,
burn the witch.
Burn
the witch.
Burn Aristotle. Burn Aristotle.
Burn Aristotle.
No, Aristotle, what is it? We might have jumped the gun, but I thought you had something over us.
Around. Of when was this candy invented?
Yes.
For, oh my God. Candy canes.
Oh.
Where or when?
We have a, game called When Was It Brought Into the United States? Like, for instance, when do you think...
when was it brought in the United States?
Well, I narrow it down. For me, that's what I care about. I can't follow other countries. I barely can follow this country. I say that kiddingly. I do follow. I'm very involved. You better fucking believe it. I am so thirsty. Can I tell you what I'd like to do? Take a quick break and come back and just wrap it up.
Okay.
Is that good?
Yep.
But I'll have to drink. Like, I don't want it to close now. I want to, like, take it to, but I want to get a drink.
Do you want
to
do it?
Yeah, candy cane.
Oh, and we come commercial
back.
Break?
Yeah, we come back. We'll do the candy cane, and then we'll close with something fun.
Okay.
Was everybody good?
Yeah.
What's going on? You're scaring me. I want to give people...
Right? Like, you know, a room full of 100 people who don't know why they're there.
I want to play some betting music so they'll be like, oh, is that what we have to come back to? You know what I mean? Mm. You know what I mean? Like, maybe
betting music?
Yeah, betting. It's like what they lay down. What will we... When we come back, we're going to do What Year Was the Candy Cane Invented? We even have a song. What year was this candy invented? We're going to play that. I got so much to look forward to. What song was the candy... This candy invented? We're going to do candy canes. Uh-huh. Then we're going to figure out something to do to close. We're going to, you know, we'll figure something out. Okay. And then this will be the music we'll play. What do you have? You have something nice?
Got that Fred Schneider fruitcake song? You know that song?
What do you got?
He just names all the stuff in a fruitcake.
Keep asking him, like, we're idiots. We don't know he needs booze.
Oh, yeah.
This will be fun, right?
Cool.
Maybe we can...
around here is like no
not
other.
Yet, not yet. Oh, look. Oh, that's called a tease, fuckface. We'll be back.
Okay, all right. Well, this family is like no other. It's a family with a mom and a sister and a brother. There isn't a dad because the dad is dead. Yeah, it's just a family without a dad instead. Everybody loves the Johnsons. On Tuesday nights, everybody loves the Johnsons. NBC, everybody loves Johnson. On Tuesday night, their father hung himself. That's it. That's all I got. Oh. It's a 90s sitcom theme song.
I love it. You know what? Might work.
Should we pitch it?
What?
Should we pitch it?
Give me some one-liners from it.
Yeah. Maybe if Dad was here, he'd say something. Yeah. Well, Dad is dead.
I get it. You might put it, clobber him over the head with it.
Yeah. Mom, who's going to walk me down the aisle at my wedding? I don't know, because Dad's dead. Too dark?
No. Okay. Aristotle, do you have a shout out for something? Nothing's too dark.
I do.
What is it? Why don't you give yourself reverb? Oh, I just want to give yourself work.
I've never. Oh my God. No, I haven't.
Oh, it's like you're in a huge room and you're
funny.
So tiny.
Can I tell you, it's about his
I'm
reverb.
Give myself the most reverb.
Yeah, that's funny how when he needs reverb, he gets it. But I got a big.
Well, that's because we have a little reverb.
But that's too much reverb, but I like it. I can't admit it. You know, it does something in my stomach. Feels nice.
It reassures reverb? You. That's what it does.
Yeah, it makes me feel like, you know, everything's going to be all right. Put some reverb.
Oh, I got reverb.
Ooh, sassy. Sassy.
Yeah. I got reverb too, fuckface.
I outdid him.
Nice.
I outdid him. My robot voice is better than your reverb. You'd never want to admit it. I'll tell you, I can't take it anymore.
Is that Jerry Seinfeld?
This is bullshit. I'm so fucking fed up. I'm not a comedian, everybody. I just wanted to yell at people for 3 minutes. I'm sick of this shit. Good night.
Now you see why I had to call him.
Act like you have to talk to me, and you're I'm dating you, and I have a very deep voice, and but okay. It's just a call.
Hey, honey, how you doing? Yeah. Okay. Hey, honey, how you doing?
I'm okay. Listen, babe.
What's wrong?
Listen, can you let me talk for a second, okay?
Sure.
Okay. So I was thinking about that stuff that we were talking about at dinner.
Uh huh.
Just let me talk.
I am.
Okay. So about how?
Oh God.
What?
Go.
I'm going. Please. Your voice is just a little intimidating.
Oh,
okay?
I'm sorry. I have to remember that.
So the stuff that we were talking about at dinner.
Give me a chance.
I can't talk while you're talking.
I know, I'm trying to remember.
Phone shakes.
Trying to remember the lower of my voice.
Okay.
Give me a chance, please. I care about you.
I know.
Oh, God, I can't believe it. I feel horrible. My voice is horrible.
No, I'm not trying to make you feel bad.
It is.
No, I'm not trying to make you feel bad about yourself.
Be
it's just, babe, it makes the phone shake.
I know, all right.
No.
God, what do you want me to do? Seriously, what
just,
should I do? What do you
listen,
want me to
listen.
Do?
Just
okay, I'll listen.
Be quiet
I'll listen.
And listen to
I'll
me
listen.
Talk.
I'll okay. listen.
All right. So the stuff that we were talking about at dinner, about how my mother finds you intimidating.
Oh, come on.
You have to take it seriously. It's a hard thing for her to admit. She's a very powerful woman. She owns Johnson & Johnson. Babe, I feel like it would be...
I hear you.
Okay.
I hear you. I hear you.
I know, I got it. You said it.
What can I do to make your life easier?
I just feel like... maybe if you were just a little bit more quiet while you're around her.
That's right, I remember that.
And, you know...
Is this good? Like this?
That's actually a lot better,
okay,
yeah.
I'll try to be like this from now on. Hey, honey. How are you?
Cool.
That's the best I could do.
That's great. And,
is that good? Will that keep us happy?
That, yeah.
Okay, is this like this? Oh, hey.
And just, you know, stop crashing through walls when
well,
you enter rooms.
You know what? You gotta let me live a little.
I'm not saying no, no time, just not when my mom is around, okay? You've already destroyed the walls in our apartment.
JJ's here. He's going to play a little trumpet for us, part of our winter concert series. Put some reverb in it.
What?
Watch. I'm going to try to... And our guest is Liza Skinner, and
my name is Beth Chelsea. Have you thought my name? What did you think my name was?
And a one, and a two, and a one, two, three.
I thought it.
My name is Beth Chelsea.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What have you been calling me?
No, can I tell you something? God damn you! you piece of shit.
It's Eliza Skinner, don't worry.
Oh. You even made your face like a different shape. No, she was like, she was going, like you were taking on the presence and the demeanor of it totally. Like, so I would like look through and
how
go, what
you?
The fuck, how dare you? Blaze to go.
Aristotle, shout out.
Oh, yeah, Aristotle, you had a shout out. Yes. Let's keep the music going because I have a professional show with betting music.
I got to give myself reverb
and
again.
And of course, that's not JJ, everybody.
Reverb, verb,
it's Gabe.
Reverb.
Go ahead.
Shout out to Sean because I told you I'd shout you out because he recognized me from the Todd Glass show.
Well, I love
How
that.
Is that possible? I don't understand.
I don't
even in the pictures for the posting.
Exactly.
So.
I take the pictures.
How is that possible? What are we, idiots on this show? Oh, how would people know what it looked like? Pictures! Pictures! Remember it!
But he takes the pictures.
Oh, you take... Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
how do they know then?
I don't know.
No, that's a good point. I'm sorry I yelled at you guys.
It wasn't until after that I thought about it. I was kind of in a rush. I was already leaving when he stopped me.
What if he was a time traveler?
And
he was from a time where people know who you are.
Well,
maybe
he
follows
what if people
your
know
Instagram.
Who I am?
I'm just kidding. No idea.
I'll tell you what you should do. What's his name again?
Sean.
Sean.
Was it with an S-H-A-W-N or S-E-A-N?
I didn't get his last name either. I'm sorry, Sean.
I wish we acted overly interested. Sean, I wanted to know the way he spelled it.
A lot of holes in this story, Aristotle.
The calls are coming in. The callers are mad. They're mad. Go ahead, caller.
If you're going to to shout somebody out, you got to know how to spell their name.
Oh, we're sorry.
Or at least their last name.
Sorry, Deborah in Wissatunkin. What are you mad at us for? What do we do wrong?
I feel like if you're shouting anyone out, it should be the president-elect, James Cameron. Why not shout him out? He's done so much for Avatar.
Tampa, Florida. Larry, go ahead.
I want a pizza delivered to my house. What toppings do you want? Just fuck it. We'll put our own toppings on.
It's the Christmas show, everybody. It's the goddamn Christmas show. I can make up a song.
You should do a Christmas show all year round.
I know, I want to. Christmas. I guess what? Can I tell you a little secret?
Yeah.
If you don't mind.
Do it.
But tell me if you...
No one else listen to this. This is a secret Todd is telling me.
I understand why... I do really understand why selling Christmas stuff too early... It's like... It's the merchandising of it. We get it. It has to exist. But for some people, it's like... Don't start selling it before Halloween.
Special.
But here's the thing. And they're right. I get it. There's a time when people don't mind. I think most people are okay. Just start it like maybe at least Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Like, you know. But yeah. Anyway, here's my truth, though. I don't care when they start. But I also respect other people. I get it. But also, you know what? People need it.
Yeah.
And if it starts coming in early, some people need it. Some people, it's... Something about the holiday, it's you know what it is? There's things that are lit different. It does appeal to
it's
senses.
Warm.
It feels like
being inside when it's cold outside.
It's warm, and that warmness is not for religious reasons, but it is real, and for a lot of times.
No, it's solstice.
Yeah, so that's why I think I don't care if it comes in October. And guess what? I don't think a lot of people do. I think it's just one angry couple.
People
one
think
angry
being
me.
Upset about things
they said
makes them interesting. People think being upset about something makes them interesting. Can I tell you what my karaoke jam is?
Sure.
It's All I Want for Christmas Is You, but only off season. You sing that in the middle of June or July, people are like, what? Yes! Right. You sing it this time of year, they're like, shut up, we hate you. But middle of summer, they're like, ooh, it's snowing outside, yeah! I'm on a sleigh with my baby.
It's a marshmallow world in the summer. Oh, we're going to play the game. What year was the candy cane? Do we have a
candy
song?
Cane. Candy cane. Candy cane.
When was this candy invented? This yummy candy invented? What year did this great candy first come out?
Can I tell you something, Duncan? I don't mean to give Joe a tall order, but I'm going to tell you the song I wanted him to do. Stroking?
Yeah, yeah.
I asked Joe to do a song parody of that with you. With that song, because you played it like 20 times, but make it your theme song for the show. It's a tall order to give him, but you know, I feel like you deserve it. You've been hanging out here a long time, right?
Wow. You have so much in your Santa sack.
Well, you know what? Joe has become... I told a million times, if I couldn't get the songs from Joe, the songs, the jingles, mm-hmm. everything, I wouldn't want to do the show anymore. I'm leaving. If Joe leaves, I leave.
Is his wife so mad at you?
Yeah. Oh, my. No, please don't tell me that's her.
What?
I think. Oh, my God. Aristotle, is that what I think it is? Because I can't read that note from that far away. That's so crazy.
Here,
you just said it.
I'm handing it to you.
Yes, there's background noise because it's a professional show. That's why you hear background chitter chatter, to make it believable.
Hey, you got a producer behind glass.
You got a producer,
yeah.
Right? Sure. Oh, what song did we play? I'm reading this note. Yeah, it is Joe's wife. What song did we play that wasn't Joe's? Did we play a song that wasn't Joe's? If we did, but I don't even know we did.
I mean, we played the Elvis song and...
What did we play that wasn't his?
We played that Mr. Rogers song.
Mr. Rogers.
Oh, the Mr. Oh.
Yeah.
But Joe never even did a version of that. It's not even treading in his... Go ahead. Hello?
Todd Glass.
Oh, hello.
Oh, hello.
Oh, stop.
Oh.
First of all...
Oh, it's been a while.
You've been drinking, haven't you? Well, when you yell and hold on, let's be nice.
You be nice.
Here, hold on.
You be nice.
Listen,
to
listen,
my
listen.
Put up your butt.
All right, don't. There's no reason we got to talk like that. Now,
big
stop.
Man.
And listen,
oh,
I want you to know.
Big man
likes
to take advantage of my husband.
No, you know what? You'd like to make.
Oh, he's so special.
No.
And then you go and play whatever trash you find
on
the street.
Hold on.
You like picking up trash? Huh? Is that your thing, Todd Glass? Yeah. Yeah.
Diana.
It's y'all.
Diana.
Hot and bothered picking up trash.
Not Diana, but Diana.
Todd.
Diana. All right, listen. We're not going to get anywhere. What did we do? What song did we play?
What song didn't you play?
All right, stop that. You say that. We play. First of all,
Joe sweats he, so no. hard yeah,
I
for
know
you.
He does, but you're not. That's,
he bleeds music he, for
listen,
you.
Listen, listen. He doesn't. Stop,
his
stop.
Fingers to the bone. He breaks
Joanne.
His arms and legs
Joanne,
for you.
Joanne, no, he doesn't.
Smashes his
no,
fingers.
No, why do you say that? Why
puts
would you?
His fingers in his laptop and he smashes
no,
it
from
down.
No, for what? Now, how would that benefit anybody?
To make music for you.
No, no,
and
stop.
And then what do you do?
I don't
what do,
you do. You're not listening.
What do you do,
okay, I'm hanging up
what
on you.
Do you do,
I'm hanging
glass?
Up on you.
You play
I'm hanging
trash
up on
you. You find on the street.
What are you talking about?
Talking
what trash?
You know. Mr.
The
Rogers
song
joke.
For Mr. Rogers somebody sent in that
no.
did it.
Oh, somebody sent it in? Oh, you didn't even have to walk outside for the trash.
You're not even making
they delivered
any sense.
It right to your door.
You know what? Can I tell you something? I love you and you need help. You need help.
Okay. Oh,
you
you're trying.
Help.
You're trying to butter me up. Huh?
No, I'm not trying to butter you up. How would that be buttering you up?
I'm not interested, Todd.
No. What?
Take it someplace else. You can love somebody
else. Hey, by the way,
else.
We record these phone calls and everyone knows you
well,
you're
hello,
gonna,
everyone.
I'm gonna play
this.
This
is the voice of
you know
justice.
What? I'm gonna release this.
Justice and love.
I'm gonna release this and play it for everyone and they'll hear what you really like.
Good, they'll know who you are.
Know who
they'll
I am.
Know
yeah,
what
they
you
will.
Do
you think they're gonna
to
judge
artists.
Me? They're gonna judge me?
Yeah. Yeah, they'll know
why?
How you treat the people
listen,
who work for you, who sweat
people,
for you.
I hope people are listening
who
to this.
Who breaks their fingers
you
and bones for you.
You know why I keep you on the air? You know why I keep you on the air? And I record
oh,
this?
Oh, because you got to fill time?
Karen.
you
gotta,
you lose
Karen.
Karen. What's the matter? What's wrong? Did Brandon Wardell cancel on you?
You know what, Karen? That's
what,
out of line.
Is James Adomian busy tonight?
All right, Karen, that's out of
what
line.
Is
Karen,
it?
That's out of
what,
line.
What,
Karen,
was
Karen.
Ian Carmel all booked up?
Karen, that's out of line. Karen, that's out of line.
Is that why you're playing me on your show?
Karen, that's out of fucking
oh,
line.
Oh, what's wrong?
No, that's okay.
Oh, you couldn't find anybody to
no,
eat two-bit comedy nonsense?
No, Karen. Karen. Karen.
Oh, God, I'm going to barf.
Karen. Karen. Oh, Jesus. I'm not even going to record this. I can't play this on the air. But turn it off. Turn it off. Should I leave it on?
Oh, Todd, I feel sick. I feel sick from how you use people.
Karen, listen to me.
It's
Karen.
Deborah.
Deborah. Deborah.
And Diane.
Deborah, listen, Diane.
You can call me Beth Chelsea.
I'll call you with it. Okay, listen. Listen to me. Listen to me. I got a little lost in the bit, but it's okay. Listen, listen.
What bit?
Why are you mad?
Oh, 2 bits.
The other one, she left a message.
Shave
this one
a haircut.
This one, we're having a call. Listen, Deborah. Deborah.
What?
All we did was play something. That's so. Why do you think
all
Joe cares?
You did?
Joe never.
You know what?
You're, okay,
one
if you
time,
can't.
One time
shut
a
up.
Man said, all I did to you was slap you, Beth. All I did was
I
slap
know.
You
that's,
across the
you
face.
Have a problem. It's not.
And I said, all I did was like it. That's all I did was
you know
enjoy
what?
It, Tom.
Right now I'm doubting my own. Can you please stop for 1 second?
And then we murdered please. Each other.
You know what? Joe McKenzie, your husband, who loves you, by the way, that's the
yeah.
part that's sad. You should be embarrassed the way you're conducting yourself. I'll tell you why I'm
you
playing
should
this.
Be embarrassed.
No,
it's your husband.
No. What? That doesn't even make any
you
sense.
Heard me.
That doesn't even make any sense.
You didn't make any sense.
I deal with this off the air all the time, and no one knows what you're like. So I'm playing this, and I know I'm going to play it as we're recording it. No, no, that's because this is who I deal with, everybody. This is who Joe deals with. This is embarrassing. Joe McKenzie couldn't be a nicer guy. Your husband. You know your husband. You know what a great thing you have, and you call me like this?
Do you know what a great thing you have?
Yeah,
you know
well, I'm
what?
Not complaining.
You know what? He doesn't write songs for me. He writes songs
yes,
for
he
you.
Does. What
no?
did he do?
He writes
did,
songs for you.
You... Didn't he write a song for you? Because I'm going to play it. Didn't he write a song for you? And you, I have the message
oh,
you left.
It's a stupid, silly song.
I have the message
it's
you left.
It's a stupid, silly song. Nobody wants to hear it. It was from when we were younger. It was 30 years ago. We were idiots then. We didn't even know how our parts worked.
All right, well, you don't need to
we
tell
were
me this.
We just two kids.
All right, let me...
We thought if we could get pregnant from kissing in a swimming pool.
All right, let me listen. I finally
so we
got
kissed
my...
in a swimming pool, and I thought I have to be with him forever.
You don't need to tell this. I finally got my phone voice fixed.
I told my parents.
That's why I'm going to continue this bit.
They disowned me.
Now listen, Debbie.
They tried to make me have an abortion,
Debbie,
but I wasn't
Debbie,
pregnant.
I want to have a good. What? What did you say?
Back when Joe and I met.
All right, don't air your dirty laundry on the show.
Yeah.
Why? All the laundry's dirty. That's why it's laundry.
Well, you know what? When you're right, you're right, Deborah.
Otherwise, they call it clothes, Todd Glass.
All right, well, you know what? They should put that on a poster. But listen, Deborah.
I'll be honest.
Can we end
on a good
note?
It's just been so long since Joe and I were like.
I don't want you to. Please don't talk about sex about you and him. It makes everybody uncomfortable.
Well, we used to smash ourselves together.
No, don't. Please don't talk about sex.
Just rub it all around.
No. I'm going to ask you kindly not to talk about sex.
Joe was into peanut butter.
Because it is. Don't. No one. It's there are intricate details about you. No one wants to know.
I call him my little butter bean.
All right. Just people prefer not to know.
And then I'd say, do you want it smooth or chunky?
You know what? Let's.
And he'd say, baby, I want it chunky.
All right. No one needs to hear this.
And I'd say, that's the only way I serve it.
Oh my God.
And then we just mush ourselves around.
All right, listen. Let me talk to you.
We didn't know what we were doing.
All right, listen. You're drunk, and I'm.
No one taught us things in those days.
Joanne. What?
No one taught us how things worked. Well, we had to figure it out ourselves.
I know. It's a look, no one's judging.
I put my fingers in his mouth and I thought he was pregnant.
What?
I didn't know.
You did what?
I just knew that was not something that girls were supposed to do.
No, what did you do with your fingers? Are you even listening?
Beth, Diane, Deborah, don't put your fingers in a boy's mouth. Otherwise, you'll get him in a bad way.
Well, I wish you a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Todd. Thank
She's
you.
Full of shit. She just said, thank you, Todd. All of a sudden, she said.
Who are you talking to?
No,
are
I'm
we
sorry.
Being recorded? Are people listening to this? Oh, God. I trusted you again. I was a fool, Todd Glass. Why did I ever trust you?
Listen.
Stop taking advantage of my husband.
We have another one.
Where she called because she wanted to. She wrote some book. She wants to bring.
What?
Joe's wife wrote a book. She wants to come on the show to promote her book.
Oh, you should just let her come on the show.
No, she left me a message.
No, she does something weird.
She left me a message about this book, and it's her, the same thing, drunk. She's yelling at me. I don't even know what the book's about. Hold on, play that one.
Todd, wait. You like books? I wrote a book. It's a bunch of post-it notes. But it's a book. Hey, okay, have you ever made dinner for people? It's tough. You gotta think of a lot of stuff all at once. What are you making? Where's everybody sitting? How are you gonna keep it straight? So I read a book. Also, did you know that elephants never forget? It's about all of that. It's like elephants and entertaining. You should have me on your show. Why should you have me on your show? Hey,
All right, I can't. I feel like I'm taking advantage of her. And you're here. You know what's scary sometimes?
What?
I think the audience lets us get away, you know, not care that much. Sometimes a bit won't have follow through. And with all the chaos,
by the way, it's something I did, not you. You look like you thought I was yelling at you. Like, I get lost in a bit and I think, well, wait a second. Where am I at? First of all, where were we at in that bit?
I believe that she was calling in to try to pitch herself as a guest because she wrote a book.
Right. She wrote a book. That's the part.
Yeah,
I
but
forgot.
She was drunk.
She was drunk. I forgot she wrote a book.
I mean, according to you, I don't know.
I know. I always make all your characters drunk. You know why? Because Duncan feeds it
from behind.
Yeah, he goes. Was she drunk before? Did you not do that?
Oh, that's well. To be fair, though, the history of that character, she always calls
She is. Yeah. I've heard when she's called before on shows I'm on, she's been drunk.
But I always feed it to you that way because I want her to be like, even when I want her to be drunker, I go, stop it. I mean, you can hear. She's really drunk. The drunkest one she ever was, she tried calling in and singing. It was so bad.
What?
Play it.
Hey, you like songs, right? Singing baby, I sing a song.
Hey,
I'm
reverb.
Ariana Grande. I'm a singing baby. Joe tells me not to do this, that'll put me away.
Oh, it's his wife.
I'm a singing baby.
This is Joe's wife.
I like to sing a little song. too. Oh. I'm a singing baby. Todd Glass.
This goes on.
This is a song I'm singing for you. Verse 3. Hey, everybody, here we go. We're singing a song. Hey, we're singing a song. Hey, Todd. Hey, Todd. Hey, Todd. Do other people leave you phone messages? Is it just me? Am I the only one that leaves you phone messages? Most people just have cell phones now. Why do you still have a voicemail machine?
It's sad.
You should get rid of your voicemail machine. You should get Apple TV. Do you know about it? You can watch everything on your Apple TV. I'm a cord cutter. I don't have a TV anymore. I'm a singing baby.
Liza Skinner's here, everybody. Come on, I'm not fucking around. Well, wow.
Wow.
You're a force of nature.
Me? I don't know. I've just been sitting here. That woman, those messages, they sounded intense.
You deliver. You're like Eddie Pepitone.
You're like Eddie Pepitone.
Hey, I'll tell you the other day what a thing was thing.
Hey, zippity bappity boo.
Hey, bippity bappity boppity.
I don't get no connect.
Hey, bippity boobity. Boppity bippity. This is the show. See the way I produce it? I get all the music.
Yeah.
I take that part and I blend it in. That's all you gotta do is feather this. Oh, you were doing this before. Now they're doing this.
Who's that guy who's on Regis and Cat? And no, it's not Regis. Kelly and whoever it is, and he stands at the edge and he's their producer.
Gelman.
You should be Gelman, but that's the show. Gelman.
Wow. That's actually a good idea.
Okay, we can do that.
Hey, listen,
I'll
don't try
Kelly.
To steal it. Here's what we got to do. I love this song. People need this. You're good. You're fine.
Everything's gonna be okay.
How about? Oh, you did that already. I'm always no. Hold on. What
candy
do we do?
Canes.
Candy canes. Oh yeah.
Do
we have an open? Do we have an opening song?
Yeah.
Did he write?
When was this candy invented? This yummy candy invented. What year did this great candy first come out? When was this candy invented? This yummy candy invented. Let's take it round the
okay, on this episode of When This Candy Was Invented, we're doing the candy cane in Germany because I don't know when it came
to. Okay, that's understandable.
It's original.
So when it started in Germany.
Yes.
When it originally became a thing.
Can I say something? I don't mind once in a while saying, nope, the rule is wherever it got invented, that you have to take that into your...
Okay.
Usually I say I want to know in the United States. But
yeah.
Since we're
have
doing
you done those dots on paper?
Oh, no. I mean, a long time ago.
What are they called?
Dots on paper?
Dots.
Well, but dots are... There's also dots that are sort of like...
Oh, dots.
They're like gum drops. But I'm talking about the dots on paper.
They're on like a roll of paper.
Yeah, it's like a strip of paper and it's like da 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 da.
I thought you meant there were other things that were on paper. What were they called? They were chalk dots.
No, that's what I'm talking about.
That's ecstasy.
Oh, no.
No, that's a type of candy that feels really old-time to me. Old-timey. But then there's also... "Quote unquote dots," which is just
dots,
they're
they
like
come out of a box.
Yeah, they come out of a box and they're like gumdrops, but with no sugar on them.
Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. So
just for our next episode, you can keep that in the old back
so,
pocket.
So which one are we doing? The candy cane?
Candy canes in Germany.
You're the guest, so you can decide if you want to go first or last.
First.
Okay, great.
1380.
Wow, it's such a fun game because you know what? It doesn't stress me out. Duncan, nice and loud.
1888.
Notice a new. 1888. Who's keeping a track of when it was?
It's closest without going over, right?
Without going over. Sure. Why? Why don't we eliminate
just
that rule?
Just closest.
Yeah, just closest.
Closest. Well, then I want to change mine.
Okay.
1580.
No, you didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, you didn't. Yes, you didn't.
Oh, listen, that's my. This is a professional show. You never know. You never know when you're going to get a new listener, and they tune in, and we're going.
I'm assuming Keith. They're made out of wood. Also,
okay.
Originally.
Start all over again. So you say what year?
I say 1780.
Duncan, nice and loud.
1888.
1542.
1860. Ooh, that's very Civil War-y.
1710.
I forgot.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay.
Wait, Todd didn't go.
Oh.
Oh yeah, Todd.
Yes, I did. Sure. Wait, I did.
What'd you say?
I said, what did I say?
Did Vinny pick?
Oh, no. I said 1710.
1640.
Such a wildly.
The winner of when this candy was invented.
Me.
Candy cane edition.
I can tell him in his eyes. I won.
Is Vinny.
Whoa.
1670. Wow.
Shit.
Congratulations,
Vinny.
We are
very proud of you.
We even wrote you a song that Liza insisted on singing.
With everyone at the same time.
Sure.
Hey, we're so proud. Hey, you did great. We didn't think you would, but you did.
That was really good. We rehearsed the. I was surprised we all managed to sing along at the same time.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. The close. What do I do as a close? I talk about it. I go, bum, bum. Give me something like, what do? When you go,
it's a real show.
That's why it's a real show. That's why we have a close.
It's a real show. It's a real show.
Right, not so loud. All right, it doesn't have to be so loud. That's me controlling the volume.
I also just remembered.
What?
Lyricist Joe did the jingle theme to Angry Little Goats.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
Well,
I have a great relationship with his wife.
Well,
she's only
we
left
got.
Me sober messages where she really appreciates our dissection
we
of pop
We do have
culture.
A message. I didn't want to play it because it's the side of her that I love. It's the side of her that I love. She is saying nice things. She's crying, and it's hard to understand her. She is saying nice things about she calls in. This is actually just her. She left a message.
Yeah.
She's trying to apologize to the show. She's like, I love you guys, and I know Joe, but she's crying.
Oh, that's sad.
You know her. Then she gets a dig in there out of nowhere. Oh. You know what I mean? She's being all sweet.
Kind of,
and
I guess
all of
she's
sudden,
just nice to me.
Play it.
Oh, Tuglas, I was an asshole. I was a big a-hole. I was a b-hole. I was a c-hole. I was all of them. You, please forgive me. I don't know why. I get so worked up. It's because I love him, and you understand because you love him too. The way that you can, as best you can with what emotions you can muster. I know how comedians are. You can't feel like other people feel. It's all me. But we both love Joe, and I'm so sorry that I got weird at you. You do the best you can.
Thank you. Oh, I'm just saying it now as I listen to it. No, you're allowed to listen to something. I'm saying thank you.
Yeah, you get swept up in it. Sure.
Yeah, you get swept up in it. Sure, I do. You know what we're going to get swept up into? What will we, how will we go to close?
What is it?
I don't know. Something. I just. Someone sent me this in their class doing this song. It's adorable.
I love it.
Right? It's their elementary school class. Third grade. This is everything life's about. say something? Yes. Maybe this is a PSA. Look at these kids, how cute they are. And you know what I always think sarcastically to defend my never-ending plight of no hitting to children whatsoever? To see something this pure and this beautiful, these kids just expressing themselves, and then when it's all done, go, oh, I sure hope they get hit so they'll be as good as they could be. There's no other way, so make sure you do it. We owe it to them. Yeah, we've done a lot of studies, and so far they know there's no other way to enforce discipline except to hit. And they've done studies on it. There are no alternative ways, and that's a fact.
It makes them quick.
So make sure you hit them. So these children can grow. I do. I see these beautiful souls just dancing around and just being so innocent and beautiful. And then that's what you, if that's right, then that shouldn't sound silly. Oh, geez, I sure hope they get hit properly. And I'm not talking about abuse. I hope they get the proper amount of hitting that we deemed proper before that it's crazier they should take them away. But I sure hope they get that right increment of it.
Right.
Oh, please.
That joy personified deserves.
Thank you. How about a little Frosty the Snowman will take us to close? Why don't I do it right? It's a Christmas show. Oh, this is great to go to close with.
Yeah.
Will you sing it like overly happy?
Sure. Frosty the Snowman was a happy, jolly soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal.
Even a little more.
Frosty the Snowman is a fairy tale, what they say. He was made of snow, but the children know how he came to life one day.
Is it rude to ask for a little more?
There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found. For when they placed it on his head, he began to dance around. Frosty the Snowman was alive as he could be, and the children say he could laugh and play just the same as you and me.
A smidget more.
Oh, God. Let them down the streets of town right to the traffic cop. Hey, okay. And he only paused a moment when he heard them holler, "Stop!" Frosty the Snowman had to hurry on his way. Hurry up, buddy, wave goodbye, say, "Don't you cry, I'll be back again someday." For me, baby, I'm gonna melt.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear, it's not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like. It's you yourself, it's you, it's you I like, it's you I like.
Now entering Nerdist.com.